This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Neighbor Chronicles Part 5 by Avid Reader Novice Writer. Chapter 08. Amber stumbled into her house while rubbing her jaw. Her body was exhausted from the long day she had just had with Jack, but her jaw had to be the sorest. She had sucked his thick cock almost the whole way home. At least 45 minutes of sucking and licking his whole cock while he drove, maybe even longer. Every time he would get close to coming, Jack would stop her and make her lightly stroke and kiss his cock until he calmed down. It was by far the longest blowjob she had ever given him, but what made it so much naughtier was that it was while Jack was driving. If the car didn't have tints, who knows how many people could have seen her, which is why it made Amber feel even more illicit. He didn't record her since he was behind the wheel, but Amber took some sexy pictures of her and his cock, making it obvious what she was doing. She couldn't even imagine what Bill's reaction would be when he saw her acting so indecent once again. Amber would constantly study and be amazed at herself for not only being able to swallow his whole cock but that her body was able to take such a massive organ. She thought back to the waterfall and how her body was rocked with orgasm after orgasm. She couldn't believe how such a man could pleasure her so well and that she even liked it as much as she did. It didn't hit her until Jack had come all down her throat and she licked his big dick clean that she realized she had done another new thing with her neighbor that she still hadn't done for her own husband. It made her feel so risque and bad. The excitement made her body shiver just as much as the taboo sex. Amber realized she was falling deeper and deeper into debauchery. The only thing keeping her guilt at bay was how much Bill would enjoy the things she's been doing. Even while she was sucking and fucking Jack's cock in the wilderness, she kept imagining what Bill would think once he found out. The thought of him finding out made her body burn up with desire every time. Even though she was doing all these indecent acts with Jack, at the end of the day she felt she was her husband's personal slut. She wanted to run home immediately and tell him, but the wait would soon be worth it for both of them. She took off her shoes while still slowly rubbing her jaw. "Bill! I'm home!" she called out. She had called him in the car when she was with Jack and let him know she was getting close to the house. Her hand was still wrapped around Jack's cock at the time she was on the phone with him. He had told her he was home, but she didn't hear him call back when she entered the house. She walked around the house and when she reached the kitchen she realized there was food on the stove. Was Bill cooking dinner? God, how did I get a man so lucky? She thought to herself. Finally, she made her way upstairs. What she saw on the bed made her eyes open as wide as they could and made her knees almost buckle. There laid a bouquet of her favorite flowers, next to her favorite brand of chocolate. On top of it, all was a jewelry box with a beautiful necklace on display. Amber slowly made her way to it until she heard a voice slightly behind her. "Damn, I didn't hear you come in. Was hoping to catch your face when you saw your present." Bill was leaning on the bathroom door frame with only jeans on and a folded towel over his shoulder. "Bill, what is this for?" Amber is barely able to form her own words. Bill smiled at her and made his way to her. His big strong upper body that was on display wrapped around his sexy wife. Amber dug her face into his chest and hugged him back. "You've done so much for me lately. With everything. Not just in my crazy fantasy, but in life too. I just wanted to give you something to show my appreciation." Amber didn't think her heart could feel more full. She wanted to say so much, but she couldn't find the words to express her feelings. Bill continued. "I know you had a long day, so I drew you a hot bath and dinner shouldn't be much longer, but I still need some more time. So no rush. Take a nice long bath, and meet me downstairs when you're done." Bill kissed her on the forehead and gave her a smile before leaving the room. Amber stood there in a daze. She made her way to the bathroom and saw it dimly lit with candles laid out with their bathtub filled with steamy water. They had redone their bathroom a few years ago and they had a walk-in shower and right next to it, a nice big circular tub that they could both fit into to relax if they ever wanted to. She looked behind her at the gifts on the bed, back to her bathtub. "What is wrong with me?" she thought internally while burying her face in her hands. Here she was, coming home after being fucked by their neighbor all day in the wilderness. And what was her husband doing? Buying her gifts? Drawing her a hot bath? Making dinner? He was literally the most perfect man on the planet. She didn't think she could love someone this much. Amber felt like her mind was spinning. She quickly made her way to the sink and washed her face multiple times to try to calm herself down. After taking a few deep breaths, she stripped her clothes off and threw them in the hamper by the door. She made her way to the bathtub and slowly eased herself in. The hot water immediately gave her body the relief it needed. She closed her eyes and thought about what just happened. The steamy water with the candles lit around the bathroom gave her the therapeutic feeling she needed to clear her mind. She felt so guilty for what she had done with Jack lately, while her husband was completely unaware. Amber knew she was doing this for him, but at the same time, was she going too far? The sex and hookups with Jack had just been getting naughtier and nastier. Her body shivered at the thought of how it felt with his big cock driving into her, making her whole body shake until it was limp with pleasure. And all of that was with a condom. What if she ever fucked Jack bareback once again? That night in the Super Bowl, she practically lost herself in the ecstasy of his big cock. That made Amber sink deeper into her thoughts. Maybe what she had done was enough. She now had a couple of videos and naughty pictures with Jack. Plenty to show and tell Bill about on their anniversary. If he wanted her to continue this fantasy of theirs, yes, it was not just his fantasy anymore, then she wouldn't mind. But she felt that she couldn't do this behind his back anymore. If she were to continue this, it would be together. The reason this whole thing excited her was because she knew how much it turned Bill on. But Bill not knowing gave her a weight on her shoulders that she couldn't bear any longer. After coming to this decision, it felt like all the tension was lifted off of Amber's shoulders. She sank deeper into the water and told herself that when Jack texted her next time, she would tell him that their little deal was over, at least for now. But what would his reaction be? Amber thought to herself. Amber sat in her kitchen wearing an oversized t-shirt with only a thong underneath. She was finishing her breakfast and was about to go outside soon. It was a beautiful Sunday, and she wanted to get a tan and take a dip in the pool. Amber decided it was going to be a good day today. Unfortunately, she couldn't help but be irritated a bit. It's been over 2 weeks since her last hookup with Jack at the waterfall. She had already made the decision to tell him their little deal was over for now. But Jack hasn't even texted her yet. She told herself she wouldn't contact him until he reached out to make it easier to break it to him. But that text or call never came. What annoyed her, even more, was multiple times when her and Bill were leaving the house they would see Jack and he would just give them a wave with a dumb grin. Bill commented one time that he was probably trying to be friendly with them since he probably wanted to get back in Amber's pants once again. This made Amber blush and squeeze her legs since she knew that Jack had gotten into her pants, more than once, since the Super Bowl night. Amber was completely confused why Jack never made another move or tried to reach out. Was he already sick of her and not as hungry for her as before? A guy like him actually didn't want a beautiful woman like her? Was their last time hooking up not as good for him? But the biggest question that ran in Amber's head was, why did she care? Amber shook her head and tried to get rid of all these thoughts. She finished her breakfast and went to change into a bikini. Unbeknown to Amber, this was Jack's plan all along. Jack decided he was through with fucking Amber with condoms. He needed to feel her pussy on his bare cock again. So he decided to gamble a bit. He was not going to reach out until Amber was forced to. It has been 2 weeks and Jack felt like he was going to break every day. Maybe a condom isn't too bad, right? At least I still get to fuck her. Her blowjobs are to die for too. Maybe I should just reach out. No. I need to wait. No. Maybe I should just reach out. No. Jack thought to himself on a daily basis. But his patience was about to pay off. Amber stepped out in her backyard holding a book, with a towel over her shoulder wearing a thin baby blue bikini. Her blonde hair was tied in a ponytail with sunglasses covering her eyes. She really needed a day to just unwind and relax. Amber was laying in the sun next to the pool for about 10 minutes when Bill stepped out of the house and made his way to her. Bill let out a whistle. Wow, you look amazing today, baby. Bill admired his wife as he got closer to her. She's really been going hard at the gym lately, and it's been paying off. Her legs and stomach look super smooth and toned. The sun made her body glisten and sweat slowly formed throughout her body. Amber heard his comment and smiled to herself. She did have to admit the last few weeks they had become super intimate. Their sex life was improving almost every day, and she was extremely satisfied. Bill was an amazing lover and lately, she's been growing more bold with teasing him, which in turn made their sex even hotter. She noticed he was dressed in casual clothes and seemed like he was going out somewhere. Hey honey, Amber said as she kissed him when he leaned over her. Are you heading somewhere? Yeah, I got a couple of the guys from work to go get some drinks and go over this project we have going on this week. Oh, that sounds like fun, Amber said, but suddenly a naughty idea popped into her mind. Is that new guy going to be there? Bill gulped hearing his wife's words. David? Yeah, unfortunately. He's in my department, so most likely he's going to show up. Don't see why though. Asshole always has everyone cleaning up after him. Wish we could just fire him, but his uncle is one of our biggest investors, so we have to put up with it, I guess. Well, maybe you should just invite him over and I'll keep him company, Amber said as she rubbed his leg. Fuck, honey. Please, you're going to get me worked up, Bill said as his words stuttered. How come? Are you worried about me being naughty? Him seeing me dressed like this, Amber said, looking down at her body. Or maybe you want him to see me. To see the body I worked so hard to keep for you. Bill couldn't take it anymore and leaned down once again and started kissing her furiously. Amber stopped him after a bit. I want you to do something. I know it's going to excite you too. What's that? Take a picture of me and show it to David. Show me off to that coworker you hate so much. Knowing he will probably be thinking about doing all sorts of nasty things with me, all because you wanted to show me off to him. Bill's cock couldn't have gotten harder at that moment. He didn't even bother to say anything. He stepped away and took his phone out. Amber made sure to do a sexy pose and smiled at the camera. Her body was throbbing knowing some guy she had never met was going to see this. Also, she could tease her husband with it. Bill took a few pictures and stepped toward her once again. He wasn't even sure if he was actually going to do it, but the thought of it made his stomach sink. He gave her a kiss and whispered, "Did I ever tell you how lucky I am to have you in my life?"
"Yes, but I like hearing it."
Amber giggled. "Okay, you better hit the road so you're not late. And I can't wait for you to come back and tell me what his reaction was." Bill nodded with a smile and gave her one last kiss and headed out. Amber lay there smiling to herself, thinking how she just teased her husband. The last few weeks she's really been teasing him, and not just Jack or David. One time at the grocery store, the young clerk couldn't stop checking her out, so she teased Bill about it, saying she should have given him a show. Also, every time the sex after her teases were always amazing. Bill always complained about David, but she knew that was just a hint from him thinking about her being with his coworker. After a couple more minutes, Amber's thoughts came back to Jack. She was becoming more annoyed that he never reached out. She wanted to tell him it was over but was too embarrassed to reach out first. So finally she decided to play into her naughty side. If he wanted to ignore her, then she would play his game and make him regret it. Amber reached for her phone and dialed. After a couple rings, the line picked up. "Finally, I knew you would call eventually. Bill's gone for a bit. Do you want to come over and take a dip in our pool? I need to talk to you about something. Be there in 5 minutes." Then the line cuts. Amber smiled to herself, seeing how easy it was to get him to come over. She couldn't believe she ever thought he was tired of her. A guy as despicable as Jack probably would always jump at the chance to be with a woman like her. She was planning on teasing him before shattering his dreams and telling him it was over, at least until she told Bill everything on their anniversary. Then he would have to wait day by day, wondering if he would ever get to have her again. Amber got up and quickly went into the pool. She swam for a couple minutes, making her body and hair wet. She thought she would look more seductive when Jack got there, just dripping wet. As Amber stepped out of the pool, she grabbed the towel next to the pool chair. She tried drying her hair, giving it a damp look. Once she was done, she laid back down once again. She didn't have to wait long before she heard her back gate open and close. Amber looked over and saw Jack making his way toward her, wearing nothing but black shorts and a white towel over his body. She always became shocked that this man who was so unattractive brought her body so much pleasure. "Hi, Jack," Amber said in a sweet voice. Jack didn't bother saying a word. His eyes drank in the sight before him. Amber was laying there looking like a goddess who fell out of the sky. Her body shimmered and glistened in the sun as the water dripped off of her to the ground. Her sexy body was lithe and smooth as it twisted to face him. Jack couldn't take it. He made his way to her with fast steps.
"Jack, wait. I need to tell you some."
Amber's words got cut off. Jack yanked her off the chair with both arms and kissed her hungrily. Amber tried to push off of him but realized her body felt limp in his grasp. As much as her mind didn't want this, her body was just as hungry for it. Amber gave up and thought that kissing him a bit wouldn't be such a big deal before telling him the news. Little did Amber know this decision would make her realize it was going to be harder to break it off with Jack than she thought. Amber slowly opened her lips and let Jack's tongue infiltrate her mouth. Jack felt Amber's hands reach around his neck and lips start to kiss him back with fever. Jack already made the decision, come hell or high water, he was going to fuck this sexy wife with his bare cock until she orgasmed all over it. Jack held her in his grasp as he kissed his beautiful wife. Her body was completely wet from the pool. Her skin glistened from the sun. He felt like her body was going to melt into his own from how soft she felt. Amber made small moans as their lips slapped together and tongues battled. Amber and Jack were roughly the same height, unlike Bill, who was taller than her. When she was held by Bill, she felt comfort and a sense of reliability. But for some reason, she felt so little and powerless in Jack's grasp. She tried to remove that feeling by standing on her tiptoes and gain an advantage of height, but her idea didn't work. All Jack felt was her kissing him from a better angle, able to get more of her tongue in his mouth while her smooth, tight body pushed into his. Amber's arms rested on Jack's big, burly shoulders while her hands were wrapped around his head and shitty haircut. Jack's hands were also not idle during this time. He squeezed and caressed Amber's plump ass cheeks that she worked so hard to maintain. Sometimes sliding up her back and around to her stomach, squeezing her perfect size breasts that fit in his hands like a soft, smooth globe. Amber was getting caught in his pace and didn't realize how into it she was just by making out with him. But what happened next took her by surprise. Jack reached around her again and picked her up by her perky, jiggly ass. Amber was caught off guard and instinctively wrapped her smooth, tan legs around his body. Jack's beer belly pushing into her taut stomach was a sight to behold. He turned around with her in his hands and walked towards the end of the pool where the stairs were located. Amber finally broke off the kiss.
"Jack! Wait! What are you doing?"
Jack ignored her and made his way to the stairs and slowly walked into the pool. Amber was getting furious. He was just ignoring her and doing what he wanted.
"Jack! Stop! I need to tell you something!"
Amber shouted while trying to wriggle out of his grasp with no avail. All that was done was make her body rub on Jack even harder. Jack made his way into the water and walked deeper into the pool until it was covering half of their bodies up and his hands that were holding on to Amber's ass. This made holding Amber's body less strenuous for old Jack. After accomplishing his goal, Jack leaned forward and started kissing her neck and biting her ear.
"Jack, fuck. Okay, hold on, hold on."
Amber immediately felt her body burn up feeling him tease her. She mustered all the strength in her body and pushed against his chest until she was able to somewhat separate her upper body and his.
but Jack's grip on her ass never let up and her legs were still wrapped around him. Now looking at him face to face and out of breath, Amber said,
I told you to wait.
Her face showed an angry expression, but all Jack saw was her beautiful face puffed up and red, which made her look all the more appetizing. Annoyed, Jack said,
what? Do we have to record? Where's your phone?
Jack looked around for her phone as he spoke. Anybody could tell he was getting impatient and wanted this sexy wife as soon as possible.
Yes. Wait, no. That's not it. I have to talk to you about something. Can you please set me down?
Jack exhaled a deep breath as if he was annoyed even further and slowly let her go. Amber unwrapped her legs and stood in front of him in the water.
Okay, what is it?
Amber took a deep breath.
So, I think we should stop our little deal. At least until the anniversary and see how Bill reacts. I don't think I can keep doing this behind his back.
Amber slowly said, trying to break it as nice as possible while trying to leave the door open for them to mess around in the future, hoping that would make him take this easier. It didn't.
What?
Jack said as he took half a step back.
What the hell happened?
Jack was truly baffled. He thought he was about to come over, get some great blowjobs and amazing sex.
Now it's all over?
He couldn't just accept this. Amber continued. Nothing happened, I mean something did. But I just realized that I think I got enough videos for Bill to be more than excited. We had our fun. I think any further I will be betraying him.
That's it.
I think you owe me more than that kind of explanation. Jack said, looking straight into Amber's eyes, not letting her get away with such a half-assed excuse. Okay, fine. So you remember the last time we saw each other?
Jack nodded with a sly smile.
How could I forget? Amber rolled her eyes and continued. So when I got home, while I was with you, Bill went and got me gifts. Flowers, my favorite chocolate, even a beautiful necklace. He said it's to appreciate me, but all I felt was guilt. The whole time I was with you, acting the way I was, he was actually.
Amber couldn't even finish. She looked away and closed her eyes. Not because she was going to cry or anything, but because talking about it was actually giving her this deep gut feeling. Goosebumps ran all over her body. She didn't know why, but the thought of fucking Jack in the woods on video while Bill picked out her a necklace actually turned her on. Was this fantasy really rubbing off on me that much? Amber thought to herself. Jack interrupted her thoughts.
Are you serious? Amber just nodded in return. You really are a dumb wife, aren't you? Jack said plainly. Amber shot her eyes open and saw the look of contempt Jack had for her.
What do you mean by that? You really don't get it, do you? Why do you think Bill got you those gifts? Why do you think he did something out of nowhere to appreciate you?
Amber just stood there confused about what he was trying to get at. Jack just laughed and shook his head. He got you those things because you made his darkest fantasy come true. And instead of it ruining your guy's marriage, it somehow made it stronger. You don't realize that you doing these videos for him is going to be a bigger gift than he ever could give you.
Amber stood there in shock, letting his words process. Was he right? It finally came to her that his words actually might be true. Jack grew confident seeing her expression and knew exactly what to do.
You want to end things? That's fine. But you have to give me one last hookup. Right here. Then if Bill, no. If you want to continue this, you know where I live. Jack said with a toothy grin.
Amber still thought about his words. The devil on her shoulder told her, would one more video really hurt? Nothing you haven't done before, right? Go make one more video for Bill and have fun while you're at it. While the angel on her other shoulder screamed, don't. You know you've already done too much. Stop now.
Amber stood there in silence with her eyes closed for a couple minutes.
Jack didn't say anything and just stood there admiring her wet body in front of him. Finally, Amber had come to a decision. She opened her eyes and looked right at Jack. He could tell something had changed in them. His big cock stirred in his shorts, anticipating what was to come. Amber looked at him for a moment, locking her eyes with him, then suddenly she turned around and swam to the edge of the pool, before lifting herself out of it. Jack was distraught, thinking that she made her decision to stop and end things. But any thoughts about anything else soon floated away when he saw what happened next. Amber's body lifted out of the water and gave Jack a view most men would die to see. Amber's top back came into view first. Her firm, tight back that gave her body an amazing look with her perfect arch that ran down her back until reaching her most perfect asset. Her bikini had become a thong, and her ass cheeks jiggled as she lifted herself from the water. The plump softness could be even more noticed with the water dripping off of it. Amber fully lifted herself out before standing up with her back still facing Jack. Suddenly she glanced back, and while looking right at Jack, she purposefully made a show of fixing her bikini that had bunched up to form a thong. Her actions had no avail, as all it did was make her ass jiggle and shake while her bikini, which already showed off her ass, was somewhat fixed. Jack gulped seeing this intimate scene in front of him. What made him go crazy was how she looked at him while she had done it. Like she knew how crazy it would drive him. Amber smirked seeing the look on Jack's face as she teased him. She walked on her tiptoes to where her things were on the lounge chair. She grabbed her phone and walked back to where Jack was standing in the pool. Jack watched her with wide eyes as she moved as gracefully as a gazelle. Her perfectly long legs and the way she walked on her tiptoes. Her ass shaking and jiggling with every step. She picked up one of the regular pool chairs they had and propped the phone up on the seat. She made sure it had a good angle of where they were and to make sure the view could capture the whole pool area. Jack watched what she was doing, growing more and more excited when he realized what she was doing. His big hard cock felt like it was going to burst from his shorts. Jack's mind started to race, No way in hell was this going to be their last time, and he would make damn sure it wouldn't be. He had to drive her on the edge over and over until she finally gave in. He already used his first tactic with mentioning that Bill would love to see what she was doing and that he would go crazy with lust when he found out how bad she's been. Now the next tactic would be to constantly tease her until her body gave in. He had to feel his bare cock gripped by her silky, wet vaginal walls. After Amber set the camera up on the chair, she turned around and sat on the ledge of the pool, letting her feet and legs sink into the water. She and Jack just stared at each other, while he slowly made his way to her. He floated until he was between her legs and looked up into her piercing blue eyes. Amber looked down at him and wondered how she got here. She told herself more times than she could count that she would stop this deal with this despicable neighbor of theirs. But what was she doing now? Dripping wet, sitting on the edge of her pool in a sexy bikini, showing off her body with that same neighbor in between her dangling legs as he looked up at her. "So, I'm guessing you made your decision?" Jack smiled. Amber rolled her eyes in annoyance, crossing her arms. "What do you think? No, I want to hear you say. You have to promise me we will hook up one more time no matter what, and it has to be the best you've ever given me. Then after, if you still want to end our deal until Bill knows, I won't make it hard on you."
"Okay.
Okay, what?" Jack challenged her.
"Okay, I promise," Amber shouted. "It'll be the best you've given me, right?"
Amber just nodded in return while biting her lip. As if the sex with him could get any better, unless. Any other thought was whisked away with Jack's next actions. Jack didn't ask her any more questions. Instead, he wrapped his arms under her thighs until his hands could reach her waist. Then he pulled her slightly toward him while pushing her upper body down. Amber wasn't ready for this movement, and fell backwards while her lower body was now slightly over the edge. She laid on her back with her elbows lifting her up slightly as she looked down at Jack.
"What do you think you're doing, Dash?
Oh, fuck.
Okay, okay, hold on a sec, Jack. Oh, God."
Jack had now put his face in between her legs and was licking her pussy lips. He had moved her bikini slightly to the side and was letting his tongue caress and feel this hot wife's perfect cunt.
Jack. Please wait a second. Oh, fuck.
Amber was already panting from the onslaught of Jack's tongue. He was constantly teasing her by not driving his tongue completely inside of her. He was just licking and kissing her pussy lips, which were quickly becoming drenched. Unknown if it was the water or from the taboo ecstasy of being licked so intimately from her big-cocked neighbor. Amber's breathing was becoming erratic. Her body wanted Jack to drive his tongue as deep as possibly could. After what felt like ages, Amber's body and mind started to fall deeper into debauchery.
Jack? Oh, fuck. Yes, lick my pussy. Oh, God, yes. Please don't stop, fuck.
Amber's hips were now rotating, trying to get his tongue deeper. Jack smiled to himself, seeing how her body was letting him know how bad she needed it. He removed his tongue and replaced it with one of his fingers as he rubbed her clit.
Look at you.
Jack laughed.
Your body knows how much you need it more than your mind does. Tell me you want me to lick your perfect pussy that should only be for your little husband.
Jack said while rubbing her clit at a rhythmic pace. Amber's body was nearing the edge already. She felt her orgasm growing by the second, and she wanted his tongue back on her immediately. She grew frantic and began rotating her hips harder against his finger. She couldn't take it anymore and gave him what he wanted to hear.
Oh, God, Jack. Please don't stop, I want it. I want you to lick my pussy. My pussy that's only meant for my husband. Please. It's all yours, just don't stop.
Amber felt like a weight was lifted off her shoulders when she finally said it. All the tension in her body had been building up over the weeks, and finally succumbing to Jack's touch was the final catalyst to getting rid of all that tension. What disappointed her and excited Jack was how quickly it happened. He knew all the right buttons to push, and they both knew it. Jack's tongue stretched back out and began licking Amber's perfect pink pussy. This time, however, he did not hold back. His tongue dove right in. He kept rubbing the top of her clit, while getting his tongue as deep as it possibly could. His tongue explored and enjoyed her luscious vaginal walls. Amber's pussy was becoming drenched, and Jack loved the taste of her. Her pussy was practically gushing over Jack's tongue, and her juices began running down his chin, dripping into the pool.
Oh, God, yes, Jack. You're so fucking good at this.
I'm getting so close. Please don't stop. Amber moaned out. She leaned her head back and wrapped her long legs and smooth thighs around Jack's head, hoping to push his tongue even deeper. Jack began sucking her pussy, making loud slobbering and noises. Amber's legs began to tighten harder and harder against him. He knew she was getting close. Suddenly, Jack reached up and unraveled Amber's legs from his head and came out from between her legs.
Wait. Please don't stop, I'm so close.
Amber sat half back up and tried reaching out for him. Jack ignored her and pulled her into the pool with him. Amber slid right in and was soon standing before him inside the pool. Jack grabbed Amber by the chin and began kissing her. The same tongue that was just eating her out was now invading her mouth. Amber instinctively met his tongue with her own and immediately tasted herself on him. She felt that she should be disgusted, but instead, she actually thought it tasted pretty good. Not that long ago, any time Bill ever tried to kiss her after going down on her was quickly shut down. She wasn't even sure the last time he had even tried. Now though? Amber couldn't feel more slutty. She was actually enjoying the taste of herself on her neighbor's tongue. The same action she denied her husband, she was now enjoying with another man. A despicable asshole of a man. She felt so dirty and naughty doing such an action with a man she didn't love. But maybe that's why she was enjoying acting so unlike her usual self. As they kissed, Jack was grabbing and enjoying Amber's fleshy-ass cheeks. Their kiss went longer than it should before Jack picked her up by both of her legs and held her sideways against his body. Amber, not expecting this, wrapped her arms around his neck once again. Her body was still on fire from not being able to come, and she was embarrassed to ask him why he stopped. She just looked up at him while biting her lip.
Jack. Shut up, slut, I already know what you're going to say.
Jack grunted while carrying her body to the end of the pool. Amber was taken back how he spoke to her, reminding her what kind of asshole he was. Amber desperately wanted to come, so instead of snapping back like she usually would, she actually held on to Jack and let herself be carried by him as if she was his little plaything. Jack made his way to the stairs and released Amber. He sat halfway up the stairs, letting most of his body out of the water. He leaned back on his elbows while looking at Amber.
All right, slut, you wanna come, right? Well, work for it like the sexy hot wife you are. If you do a good job, maybe I'll let you come.
Jack smiled at her, knowing she would cave in. Her body language told him all he needed to know. Amber stood there with her hands playing with her bikini top. Jack was right. Amber's body felt like it was burning up, and she would do practically anything to release it. Amber glanced at the phone on the chair not far away. She was hoping it would pick up what she was about to do. Amber sank to her knees on the stairs that Jack was sitting on. The water reached right under her breasts. She leaned forward and grabbed Jack's cock through his shorts. Amber had already forgotten how hard his cock could get. All she felt was a steel rod waiting to be unleashed. Amber glanced up at him and saw Jack staring down at her with a look of triumph. Like everything he wanted was going according to plan. Amber grew angry seeing the look of victory on his face. But what overpowered everything is when she finally pulled his cock out from his shorts. It stood proudly out of the water like a tower made out of pure pleasure. His big hairy balls settled underneath it in the water. Amber's eyes glazed over. She wanted to please this beautiful organ, making it as hard as possible as she wrote it to orgasm after orgasm. All on video for her husband to watch later. She would lay in bed with her husband and stroked him to completion as they both watched their neighbor fuck her pussy with his big dick until she gushed all over it. Amber didn't waste any more time. She leaned her head down and stuck her tongue out. The same tongue that just tasted herself on Jack's tongue was now getting to taste her neighbor's manly cock, and just as Amber's lips made contact with Jack's big mushroom head, her husband was dealing with another problem in a bar not far from their house. Bill was sitting there rubbing his forehead.
So none of the documents I asked you to bring are with you? Haha, sorry boss, I had them all ready and forgot them at the house.
David laughed as he slapped Bill's shoulder as if they were good friends. All the guys at the table either leaned back shaking their heads looking at the ceiling or started rubbing their temples. Bill shrugged David's hand off his shoulders.
We needed those documents to go over the numbers and clients for the project this week. How do you expect us to get anything done now? I asked you to do one thing.
David waved his hands in defense.
Hey, I'd go get them, but you know I live kind of far from here. It takes at least over an hour for me to get there and back.
Another groan was let out from all the men, including Bill.
Oh, come on, guys, it's the weekend. We shouldn't be working anyways. Why doesn't our esteemed boss buy us a round of drinks, and we all have a good time?
David laughed, not really caring about the mean and disgusted looks his way. Something he's gotten used to over his short adult life. Bill was starting to get more and more irritated of this young, inconsiderate asshole. Bill built up his own advertising and digital company. It was so successful he got an offer from a big-time company in the city to merge into their own and run his own department in that field. It was an opportunity of a lifetime. It was the difference of retiring in his mid to late 40s rather than his late 50s. He was still his own boss and only had to answer to the board of directors who he had outstanding relationships with. Even with the investors that let the company continue to grow, all respected him from where he came from. Bill even had a sizable stake in the company when he accepted their offer years ago, which is why he had such a good relationship with the board of directors. Now, however, their biggest investor had besieged them to hire his nephew David, who was a 23-year-old college dropout. He was a full head shorter than Bill, with a skinny and lanky body. It seemed like he never got any sun with his pale complexion. He wore thin gold frames and slicked his black hair back, which gave him an overall sleazy look. Even with all his connections in the university he went to, he was still not able to get a degree due to his work ethic and laziness. This was the main reason Bill couldn't stand him. Not understanding or needing help on an assignment was something that he could understand. But not putting in the effort to get anything done and making everyone's life harder was the driving point that made him and so many others dislike David. Nonetheless, the board of directors wanted to make sure they put him in the most stable department where he can cause the least amount of trouble, which is how he fell under Bill's jurisdiction. Bill finally spoke out.
Obviously, it's all of our days off. But that's why we decided to meet up today to get work done so we have an easier work week. Instead of having late days in the office all week, we could have gotten a head start. Now we're going to have to make up for it all week,
Bill said while giving David an irritated look. Everyone around the table was nodding their heads in agreement. Most knew the reason Bill had planned for this day because David couldn't be counted on during the work week. So instead of them constantly picking up the slack, they'd meet up today and make sure they were ahead of what needed to be done. David still stood there with a dumb grin on his face, not really caring that he was making everyone's life harder. He knew his uncle had connections in this company, which is why he didn't take this job or his boss seriously.
Oh well, what can I say, guys? David said with his arms crossed. I'm sure we can make it up during the week.
Bill rolled his eyes, knowing that we meant himself. One of Bill's longtime co-workers had about enough.
Look, kid, you might not have a wife and kids to go home to,
but some of us have a family we'd like to see too. We wasted time coming here, but because of your screw-up, it was a complete waste of time. The least you could do is at least show some respect and apologize to us."
He got up, followed by most of the coworkers, but before he left, he looked over to Bill.
"Sorry you wasted your time today," to Bill. "We'll make sure we get everything done on time during the week. Give my regards to Amber."
A lot of Bill's coworkers have met Amber over the years. And while they all found her attractive, they knew she was a smart, successful woman. So they all gave her the respect she deserved and what a boss's wife should receive. Only one coworker's eyes perked up at the sound of her name. The rest of the coworkers said something along those lines and took their leave. Bill was frustrated that today was a huge waste just because David couldn't do one simple task. So he was about to take his leave as well until David sat abruptly next to Bill.
"Seems like everyone but me knows your wife. I'm surprised a guy like you is even married. Am I ever going to meet the lovely lady?"
Bill gave him an annoyed look. "A guy like me, huh? Has this guy ever even looked in the mirror?"
"Yeah, we've known each other since our high school days, been together for over 5 years.
David leaned in closer.
"Well, from what I've heard, you're a lucky guy. Heard your wife looks like one of those crazy hot Instagram models I see all the time. Too bad you snatched her up. I would have loved to have met her during her single days. Bet she was a wild one, huh?"
Bill wished he could have been surprised by the blatant disrespect David spewed, but it all felt normal since it was coming from him. Just as Bill was about to put him in place, an image flashed before him. Amber in her swimsuit that she had on earlier, dripping wet, kneeling before David as he lay back on their lounge chair. Amber sucking off David in a way even he hasn't yet experienced. Loud slobbering noises filled the air. Amber looked over to him and gave him a playful wink that made his knees buckle. While David, who was oblivious to everything, watched his boss's wife service him to perfection.
"So what do you say?"
David said.
"Huh, what?"
Bill, who had woken up from his dreamlike haze.
"Everyone in the office knows what she looks like. You got something I can see, so I know what all the hype is about."
That's when Bill remembered the first picture on his camera roll that he took earlier. He thought about it for a moment, then decided on it. Amber deliberately told him to show her off. So he would play her little game and see what her reaction would be when told her about it once he had gotten home. Plus, showing off his hot wife to this young, obnoxious asshole made his stomach flip upside down. He reached into his pocket and pulled out his phone. After picking the best one he took earlier, he nervously showed it to David. David immediately snatched Bill's phone and practically pushed his glasses against the screen as he checked out Amber. Even through the frames, Bill could still make out David's eyes widening like saucers.
"This is your wife?"
David looked over at him for confirmation before gluing his eyes back to the screen.
"Yup, that's her," Bill said proudly. "What a fucking body. Her legs are amazing, and even from this angle, I can see she got an ass on her. Man, I love white girls with nice asses. A perfect combination. But damn, man, I can't get over those fucking lips. I bet she can suck the skin off of a cock, huh?"
Images of Amber sucking off Jack over months flashed before his eyes. Bill shook his head and grabbed his phone back.
"Alright, relax, that's my wife you're talking about. I'm finishing my drink and I'll see you tomorrow,"
Bill said, still trying to draw a line between him and David.
"Whatever you say, boss. Hope someday I can meet the lovely wife." As much as he thought about David and Amber together, it was just some sick, wicked thought. He's not even sure if he'd even want to see that. With Jack, it sort of happened naturally, and while both men were way beneath him and Amber, he couldn't see it truly happening.
Lightning struck once with Jack, he couldn't see it happening again. Little did Bill know as he finished his beer, lightning had struck more than once, and was currently striking again at this very moment.
"Damn, you are one dirty slut."
Slap.
"Fuck, Jack.
Do that again." Amber released her lips from Jack's cock to moan out.
"Want to get spanked, huh? Want to be punished for being such a bad wife?"
Slap. Slap. Amber had her back arched with her body slightly turned so Jack could play with her ass as she sucked his dick. Jack not letting her come earlier had made Amber's body feel like molten lava. The fire that needed to be released from her made her act like a complete slut with his giant cock. Jack spanked her and treated her as if she was just some random slut off the street. Her body started to crave the punishment, and shockwaves spread through her body each time his rough hands landed on her perfect ass cheeks.
"Yes, I'm such a bad wife. I'm so bad that I enjoy sucking off my neighbor's big cock while my husband isn't even allowed the same privilege. I like pleasing you knowing it makes my husband so jealous I don't do the same for him,"
Amber said in a playful voice, making sure the camera picked up everything she said. Her tongue wrapped and licked the tip of Jack's cock in between her words, making the whole situation more erotic. Jack leaned his head back and enjoyed the sexy wife's tongue and lips pleasing his cock. Her soft lips and moist tongue were working as hard as they could to coax the cum out of him. Jack also didn't miss the whole time Amber was sucking him off, her hand was underwater playing with her tight pussy. He knew she was on edge and planned to use that to get what he wanted. Amber saw Jack lean his head back and decided to pick up the ante. She started sucking and slobbering over his dick, making taboo noises that filled the whole backyard. It was as if she was French kissing his vein of cock. Her tongue traced around the helmet of his cock, even running over Jack's glands. Jack immediately felt a shiver run through his body when she did. Her tongue didn't stop there. She made sure to slide her lips down the whole base of his cock until she reached his ball sack. She picked his balls out of the water with her other hand and ran her tongue all over them. They had a chlorine type of taste to them, but that didn't stop Amber. Her body was on overdrive to please not just Jack, but the big cock that was attached to him. She always felt like it was a separate entity.
Like there was Jack the asshole neighbor, then there was his big dick that brought her so much pleasure. She looked up at Jack, who was staring up into the sky with his eyes half closed. This annoyed her. He should be going crazy. Not being able to take his eyes off her, wanting to stare right into her eyes as she pleased him. But it looked like he was bored. Jack was anything but bored. He felt like he was floating in heaven. Half his body submerged in the nice cool water, in the simmering heat. His big dick was caressed and satisfied by his neighbor's hot wife. What better feeling could there possibly be? Jack thought to himself. Unbeknown to Jack, this little daydream he was having was making Amber even more wild. Amber dropped his balls back in the water and sat upright more. She grabbed his cock with both hands now and put it back in her mouth. Jack soon felt Amber furiously stroking him while sucking his cock as sloppy as she could. He heard her making loud moaning noises as her mouth was stuffed with his dick. Finally, Jack looked down and saw Amber starting deeply right back at him. They locked eyes, and this made Amber pick up the pace. It was as if her eyes were saying, "You better be watching this asshole and you better not blink." They stared at each other as the sexual tension began to rise until you could practically feel it in the air. This went on for what felt like a long time. Jack couldn't take it anymore, but Amber was far beyond that. Her body needed to come, or she would lose it. Jack grabbed her by the bottom of her throat lightly and pulled her up to him. Amber climbed on top of him, setting her legs folded on each side of Jack. His wet, pulsing cock was pushing against her. Jack didn't even hesitate and wrapped his arms around her. He immediately pressed her lips against his, giving her a sloppy wet kiss. Amber sat on top of her neighbor, returning his kisses. Even her tongue took the initiative and slithered it into Jack's mouth until she found his tongue. They shared intimate but sloppy kisses. Amber moaned each time as their lips made slapping, sucking noises. Jack reached around and cupped each of Amber's ass cheeks in his hands. What drove him crazy is that she shifted her position forward a bit to help him get a better grip, showing that she wanted it just as much as him. Amber couldn't believe herself at the moment. Not long ago, she was determined to break it off with Jack and be done with all of this. But now, she was arching her back and moving her body so he could have a better grip on her ass, as they swapped saliva with their wet kiss. Her body overpowered any thought in her mind besides to have an orgasm. She clearly felt his cock pushing down against her lower body. Instinctively, her body started riding up, making her pussy lips have contact with Jack's bare cock. Immediately, both of their nerves started to fire on all cylinders. Jack's cock hasn't touched Amber's bare pussy like this since the Super Bowl. Amber especially had goosebumps run all across her body. "Oh, fuck," Amber whispered. "Fuck is right. I miss the feeling of your pussy on my bare cock," Jack said while looking down to see his cock rubbing on Amber as she continued to slide her body up and down him. We have to." Amber took a deep breath and adjusted her body. She stopped moving, but the base of Jack's cock was still pushing on her pussy lips. "We have to be careful. You know the rule." Jack grunted and now started sawing his cock against her. "When are you going to drop that stupid rule? You know deep down that rule wasn't to protect Bill, it was to protect you," Jack said, finishing his words with a hard slap on her ass cheek. Fuck, Jack, please wait, oh shit." Amber was now leaning her whole body on Jack. Her perfect breasts and smooth, pierced nipples were pushing against his unattractive body. Her head was now resting against his shoulder, looking at him. Jack was peering down Amber's taut back, admiring her signature arch that lows down to her jiggly ass. Jack's eyes squinted and wrapped his hands on her perfect ass cheeks that men every day dreamed of getting even a touch of. Jack never stopped sawing his cock back and forth against her pussy. He then spread her ass cheeks and moved his pinky finger closely to her tight asshole. Amber's body immediately reacted and tried sitting up, but Jack used his free hand to wrap his arm around her, keeping her in place. Jack's pinky finger was now tracing lightly around her pert asshole.
Jack!
Wait!
What are you doing?
Amber struggled in his grasp. But all she had done was wiggle her pussy lips against the base of Jack's cock. Jack enjoyed this euphoric feeling momentarily, but he was a man on a mission.
"Sure, I told you before that I want to take the rest of your firsts. If you ever want to take my big cock up your ass, we gotta make sure we train you properly,"
Jack whispered in her ear.
"I never agreed to that."
"Wait.
Hold on, oh."
Amber tried to change his mind to no avail. Jack didn't even hesitate. Using the water from the pool, and her already soaking pussy, he was able to get his pinky slick enough that he slid just about half it in. Amber's body, which was already on the brink, practically lost it. Feeling his thick finger penetrate her gave her body a sensation it still wasn't used to.
"Jack, fuck. Just wait for a second dash."
Amber let out with a sensual moan. Her words were cut off when Jack started sliding his finger in and out of her asshole. Amber's body was shaking and slowly starting to grind up and down Jack's cock. She remembered how the first morning after she gave Jack her first blowjob, she did something like this with him, in the pool chair not far from where they were at. Except this time it was for more intimate and sexual. Last time Bill was watching and she had a bikini between her and Jack's cock. That small bit of protection made it immensely different. Not the bikini, but the fact Bill was there and watching. It let her know she could have fun without any repercussions. Now, however, there was no bikini and most importantly no Bill. Every time she was with Jack since the Super Bowl, a condom was always involved. It drew the line between them and made her feel like she was not fully betraying Bill's trust. But now any slip up or sudden movement, Jack's bare cock would slide right into her. What scared her the most was that her body craved it. As much as her mind told her it was wrong, her need to come and her body's mission to get there overrode anything else. Amber's body finally gave up and fell against Jack's body once again. Her head was resting against his shoulder, looking up to him. One of her arms was wrapped around his neck, but her other free hand was resting against Jack's cheek. Jack smiled and glanced over at the camera. Even he was excited to see how this came out on video. Amber's flawless body was riding up and down his cock, sliding her pussy lips all over him. Jack's pinky finger was sliding in and out of Amber's tight asshole. Her body leaned seductively against him as she held onto his face.
Jack, please, I'm going to lose it. I need to come. Do you have a condom?
Amber said, using the last of her rationality.
Nope, forgot them at home.
Jack smirked, looking into her eyes while still playing with her ass.
Jack, please, couldn't you go get them?
Amber pleaded.
Listen, Jack whispered. You made this rule for yourself, but aren't you doing this for your husband? I'm sure he's going to love the videos you made for him, but if this is really going to be our last time, shouldn't we go out with a bang?
Amber stayed silent, but Jack felt her pushing and grinding her body even harder on his cock. He knew his words were slowly getting to her.
You think we need to stop because you feel guilty? You need to truly ask your husband why he got you those gifts. His answer will probably surprise you, but not me. There's no reason to stop our deal. What you're doing is for him just as much for you. Let yourself go and give him what he really wants to see.
Jack's words rang in Amber's head. She knew he was right. Ever since they started this, she knew what her husband liked. What turned him on? But since he didn't know what was currently going on, she felt like she was betraying him. But was she truly? She couldn't imagine how he would react once he found out. She made these rules to protect herself, not Bill. But maybe she didn't need to protect herself anymore. Maybe she should lose herself in the fantasy. Maybe it was her body talking, but she knew that Bill would enjoy anything she did, especially if it was so naughty and taboo.
Jack, please, fuck me.
Amber whispered so lightly that Jack didn't even hear.
What's that? I don't care anymore. Fuck me.
Amber looked over at the camera.
Fuck me and let my husband see what a slut you made me. Fuck me with your big cock.
Your thick, bare cock.
Finally!
Jack thought to himself. His words and manipulation of her body paid off.
That's it, that's it. Finally, you realize what your body was made for. My big cock was made to stir up your pussy. Your mind might love your husband, but your body loves my cock.
Jack shouted out.
Yes. Oh God, yes.
Amber was sitting up right now. Her pussy was grinding as hard as it could against the base of Jack's cock. She couldn't take it anymore. Her body was literally about to explode. Amber slid her body all the way up until she was hovering over his cock. All she had to do was sit back down, and his thick giant cock would penetrate her pussy. Her vagina was practically gushing at the thought. Amber started to remember the Super Bowl night, how his bare cock felt thrusting in and out of her. Every position she could think of they did that night. Jack's body was even shivering in anticipation. He could never forget the Super Bowl night. The way this hot wife's pussy gripped and squeezed him that night was a sensation he could never forget. He glanced at the camera.
You ready for this, Bill? Me and your wife have been doing all sorts of fun, but nothing beats this. About to fuck your wife's pussy in your pool, no less. Guessing your dumbass has yet to even do this either. I told you by the time you see these videos I will have fucked your sexy wife in every part of your house.
Amber was now rubbing the tip of Jack's cock against her pussy lips, looking at the camera with Jack.
I hope you love this, Bill. I keep giving him things that I don't do for you. But you like that, right? My little husband likes seeing me please our asshole neighbor, right? Please make sure you watch me. I need you to watch me. I'm your little sex bunny, right?
Amber now looked down at Jack.
Can you fuck me, daddy? Fuck me so my husband can watch you stir my pussy up. Let him hear how much you make me scream like a slut. Please, Jack.
Jack smirked.
My pleasure.
He grabbed Amber's hips and slowly pulled her down on his cock. Even though they had sex multiple times now, his thick cock always felt like it was stretching Amber. His big mushroom head slowly penetrated and entered Amber's wet, tight pussy.
Oh yes, oh fuck. Jack, baby, you're so damn big. Get used to it. I'm about to feed your pussy my big hard cock.
Amber lunged forward and kissed him with a sloppy, sexy kiss.
Yes, baby, feed it to me. Show my husband who fucked me the best.
Amber said, looking at the camera while resting her forehead against his. Jack smirked at the camera with her.
Don't worry, I'll make sure to give him a show he won't forget.
Jack grabbed Amber's hips with an even firmer grip, and just as he was about to pull her down even further, they both heard a noise. Amber and Jack froze. The noise continued. The garage door was opening. Bill was home. Amber stood up and looked towards the garage and back down at Jack. Jack only saw one emotion on Amber's face. Fear. Bill sat in his car rubbing his temples as the garage door slowly closed behind him. He wished he could say he was stressed about work, but unfortunately it was about himself. Ever since that asshole coworker of his started in his department, he's been imaging him and Amber hooking up more and more. Especially after earlier today, the whole ride home he couldn't stop thinking about what David had said. That he couldn't wait to meet her after seeing that picture of her. The thing was, he wanted them to meet. He wondered how Amber would handle his ignorant and belligerent personality. He knew she hated guys like that, but would she intentionally flirt with him to make him jealous? Amber knew what got him excited, especially the last couple of weeks, randomly bringing him up. He knew she would to get him riled up. Maybe she wouldn't go farther than just flirting, but what if she did? Bill's cock was hard as iron thinking about it. Bill didn't think she would ever hook up with Jack, and she eventually fucked him in their own bed, At one point she was even holding onto him as Jack drove his cock in and out of her. Bill lost count of how many times he masturbated to their old videos, wishing he had recorded them the night of the Super Bowl. Waking up the next morning and seeing how into it she was. His own wife fucking their neighbor in the kitchen as he spied on them. Bill wasn't sure if he ever felt something so erotic. It was like an out-of-body experience. He wanted to reenact that night and morning so badly. But how was he just supposed to bring it up to Amber? She already had done so much for his fantasy, way more than he ever thought possible. Their marriage was stronger than ever, and he didn't want to play fire. He sat in the car for a few more minutes and took deep breaths to calm himself down. Once his cock slowly deflated and his heart rate was back to normal, he finally got out and walked into the house. The garage door led right into a laundry area where he kicked off his shoes and followed the hallway into that lead him into the kitchen. "Hey, babe! I'm home early!" Bill called out. Unfortunately, he didn't hear a response. "Amber, you up there?" Bill called out from the stairs that lead to their bedrooms. Still no response. Finally, he walked back into the kitchen and looked into the backyard. There she is. He thought to himself. Bill stepped out to the backyard and walked up to his wife, who was surprisingly in the same chair that he had seen her earlier before he left. "Hi, baby. You're home early," Amber said with a red flushed face. Bill took it for her spending all this time in the heat. He walked up to her and tried kissing her on the lips, but she turned her head away, making him kiss her on the cheek. "Sorry, I was just in the pool. I probably taste like chlorine," Amber said with a naturally straight face. "It's all right, honey, I don't mind," Bill said as he tried to reach around and kiss his wife on the lips. But Amber interrupted him. "So how did that work thing go? I'm surprised you're back already." That's when Bill showed his annoyance. "Of course, you know who ruined the whole thing. I asked him to do one simple task and he couldn't even do that. Everyone wasted their time coming out and meeting up, just cause he couldn't bring in some paperwork. Now we're all going to have to stay late during the week and make sure everything is ready for the clients by the weekend. I need to do something about him, he's driving me crazy." Amber listened as her husband vented. "That damn David, if he didn't mess up I'd be coming all over Jack's cock. Wait, what am I thinking about?" Amber thought to herself. Instead of being mad at David for ruining her husband's day and making his life difficult, she was almost more mad at him for interrupting her illicit sex with Jack. Jack was furious for having to leave. He kept trying to pull her to his house, saying to just tell Bill she went out real quick. But she knew she couldn't. He made her promise that they would finish what they started, and he wouldn't leave without it. Running out of options, not knowing if Bill would walk into the backyard at any second, she gave him a deep sensual kiss and whispered, "I promise," before shoving him out of their gate. Not even a couple of minutes after she laid back down on the lounge chair did Bill walk into the backyard. That's why she didn't want to kiss Bill. Her lips were literally covering Jack's cock not too long ago. "So I think I need to talk to the board and see if we can transfer him. Deadlines that I used to make early are now being done barely right on time because everyone has to pick up his slack." Amber shook the current thoughts out her head when she heard that. "Honey, I don't think you should. You and the board have a great relationship, but maybe this is a test for you. Don't jeopardize anything because of a lazy asshole." "Yeah, I know, it's not just because of work I want him gone," Bill mumbled the end of his sentence. This made Amber's ears perk up. She smiled, knowing to herself what he meant. "So I'm guessing you showed him the picture?" Bill just nodded while looking right into her eyes. "So? What did he think of your wife? He said he really wanted to meet you and—" Bill tried to challenge her to see if she really wanted to know what he said. Amber sat up now. "And what?" Her curiosity was now piqued by what this coworker of her husband thought of her. Bill smiled, seeing his wife intrigued. "He said he loved white girls with nice asses." "Really? He said that?" Amber said with her jaw open. She couldn't believe the audacity of this guy. He really said that to his boss about his own boss's wife. Looks like he really is an obnoxious asshole, Amber thought internally. Amber saw the fire in her husband's eyes and wanted to tease him the way she knew he liked. Now I kinda wanna meet him too. He must be pretty bold to talk about his boss's wife so openly. Maybe I'll dress sexy for him, let him get an eyeful of me. Would you like that, baby? Bill nodded slowly. God, honey, what's wrong with me? I really want to see that. Amber stood up and faced her husband. She traced her hand down his broad, firm chest until reaching his groin. Nothing is wrong with you, baby. You like to show off your wife and see her act sexy, right? Bill almost lunged at her, wanting to take her right there, but Amber stopped him. She got on her tiptoes and whispered in his ear. I'm going to take a quick dip in the pool again and I'll meet you in our room in 10 minutes. Bill watched his wife slowly walk away, using the most seductive sway of her hips. She gave him a little go-away gesture with her hand as she submerged into the pool. Bill's cock was already almost about to explode seeing his wife act so sexy. He backed away watching her until finally turning around and walked inside the house. Amber watched him, and once he was finally inside she took a deep exhale. Thank God he didn't notice anything, she said to herself. The difference between him catching her with Jack versus her showing him the anniversary present of what she's been up to was like night and day in her eyes. She leaned her head back, trying to calm her mind but even more so her body. Jack had left her with her body feeling like a volcano, with Bill almost catching her, and then her teasing her husband about his co-worker while the taste of their neighbor's cock still lingered on her lips, was almost too much for her to handle. Any sort of sexual action at the moment would make her body orgasm immediately. So she laid there floating in the pool, clearing her mind, letting her body try to simmer down. She had done yoga a lot in her life, and used some breathing techniques. Unfortunately, it was to no avail. She needed and wanted to come, and her hot husband was waiting just upstairs. Amber got out of the pool drying herself as she walked in. She stopped in the downstairs bathroom and used some mouthwash to get the taste of Jack out of her mouth. She didn't want to think of a different man while she was having sex with her husband. She would soon find out her precautions would not work. Bill laid in bed in just his boxers with his eyes closed, waiting for Amber to join him. His cock was already almost fully hard, thinking about how sexy she's been lately. Her naughty personality, which was pretty much non-existent a few years ago, has been fully unleashed. If someone would have told him a few years ago where he would be right now in his marriage with Amber, he would have slapped them upside the head. The scene of David looking at his phone studying his wife in a bikini was an image he couldn't forget. It was always the men that he never felt threatened by that he always pictured Amber with. First Jack, now David. It was like a safety net, knowing that no matter what happens, Amber would never pick them over him. Maybe that's why he found it so hot and taboo. These despicable men are getting to enjoy something that he cherished and protected with all his heart. That Super Bowl night was something that had become etched into his brain. He would constantly have to get the image out of his mind of him walking up the stairs, finding Jack's big cock thrusting inside his wife, while her body betrayed her. Helpless to stop the pleasure. Thinking of all these taboo thoughts, Bill didn't hear Amber coming up the stairs until she was already opening their bedroom door. Bill opened his eyes, seeing his wife wrapped around a towel, her hair still damp from the pool. "Hi, beautiful," he said with a big smile. Amber took in her husband laying there in just his boxers, her body which was already turned on from the wild day she already had so far, and got even more excited. She couldn't believe she was married to such a sexy, loving man. One that let her express herself with judgment. It felt like ages ago when she confronted him at dinner about the stories he read. She had no idea how he found it so erotic. But now she knew very well. "Hi, handsome," Amber said, slowly making her way to the end of the bed. "God, you look so beautiful," Bill let out in an audible whisper. Amber smiled at his compliment and unwrapped that towel around her, letting it drop on the floor next to the bed. In a quick motion, she undid her top and slid off her bikini. Then in a hypnotic motion, she climbed on top of Bill while swinging her leg on either side of him, setting herself right on his boxers. Immediately she felt how hard her husband was. "Oh, you, someone's excited," Amber giggled while leaning down and kissing under Bill's ear. "How could I not be with the most beautiful woman in the world naked on top of me?" Bill said with his eyes closed, enjoying his wife's lips on his skin. Amber suddenly said without hesitation. "Or maybe it's because you like showing me off to that asshole coworker of yours." Bill's cock flinched and became hard as steel, immediately straining his boxers as it began pushing against his wife's bare, wet pussy lips. Amber was internally shocked with herself. She said that without even thinking. She automatically started teasing her husband, knowing exactly what would set him off without thinking too much about it. Feeling how quickly he became hard under her, she let herself go and really gave it to her husband, trying to push him as far as she could. "Did that excite you, honey? I wish I could have seen your face as he checked me out with the picture you showed him. Did he get a long look? I hope he liked what he saw," Amber whispered seductively in Bill's ear. "Amber, baby. God, I love when you talk like that." Bill couldn't take it and gave her ass a slap. "Oh, Bill." Amber's body was already sensitive, and she wasn't prepared for Bill to slap her ass. Ever since Amber told Bill that only Jack was allowed to do that, it had been a silent rule that he wasn't allowed to. Like a game had started between them. Someone so repulsive like Jack was allowed to play with Amber in a way that no one ever had. But suddenly that had changed. Bill liked being teased, but now he couldn't take it anymore. He's about had his fill, especially after the situation with David earlier. He wanted to have his wife. Completely. Bill, who was practically just as riled up as Amber, growled, "I've had enough of your fucking teasing. Slap. I'm going to have you however I want," he said through gritted teeth. Slap. "Bill. Oh my God. Yes. Take me. I'm yours. I've always been yours, baby." Amber was relishing the way her husband was taking her. Before, she was always very careful to tease him and deny him things that she let Jack do, but she hadn't realized how much she wanted to do those things with her husband. Amber always thought that she liked having the soft, affectionate way her husband treated her, separate from the rough, debauchery way Jack treated her. But now that her husband was letting go and taking her the way he wanted, her body accepted it more than any time before, even her times with Jack. Slap. Her husband's strong hand landing once again on her ass cheek broke her train of thought. It was at this moment Amber remembered Jack had given her ass cheeks quite a few slaps in the pool, and now her husband was overriding his prince with his own. That thought was almost enough to make Amber orgasm on the spot. Amber suddenly remembered something Jack said. She sat upright, putting her hands on Bill's strong chest while looking down at him. Her figure had such an amazing curve to it as she did these actions, which made Bill even more riled up. Amber saw the fiery look in his eyes and saw him raising his hand for another slap to her ass. "Honey, wait, wait," Amber said, stopping Bill right in his tracks. With a worried look crossing his face, he said, "Did I go too far?" "Not at all, baby. I just wanted to ask you something," Amber said quietly. Little did she know in her current position and shy demeanor in her voice made her look even more alluring to Bill. He exhaled a deep breath, trying to calm himself. "Of course. What's wrong? That gift you gave me a few weeks ago. Why did you do it?" "I told you, it was because I really appreciate your dash, no Bill. Tell me the truth. Why did you really get it for me?
Out of the blue too, was it because of the things with Jack?
Amber looked down at him with her piercing blue eyes. He couldn't lie to her, but most of all he didn't want to lie to her.
Yes.
He nodded, looking right back into her eyes. Amber's heart fluttered hearing his words.
Jack was right. Everything you did with him. Not letting it ruin our marriage. I felt like no matter what gift I could give you, it would never match up to what you did for me.
This fantasy was something I had for years. I never thought it could come true. But you did it for me. You made my darkest desires come to fruition. Amber very carefully said.
So have you thought about me and Jack being together again?
Bill nodded without hesitation.
And with David?
She asked slowly. This time Bill paused.
Not exactly. Tell me, baby, please. I'm really curious.
Amber pleaded.
I think since you and Jack hooking up again is slim to none, and then this asshole becomes my coworker right after, he naturally took Jack's place in the fantasy. Especially since I can't stand him and I'm almost positive you wouldn't be able to either. I started imagining so many taboo things.
Are you pleasing him?
A guy like that? It makes my skin have goosebumps even thinking about it. Especially cause I would know you're doing it to tease me, to please my fantasy. It just makes the whole situation so erotic and hot.
Amber sat there on top of her husband contemplating his words. She couldn't believe it, but his words actually made her feel better about everything she's been doing. Yes, she was having fun, but knowing it would please her husband at the same time made her body feel a huge wave of relief. That guilty feeling that was hanging there by a string completely snapped now.
So?
Bill said, bring her attention back to him.
Well? I wouldn't say it's slim to none.
Amber smiled seductively.
Huh?
Bill said, confused at what she meant. Amber leaned down slowly until her bare, naked body completely rested on Bill's strong chest. She whispered while looking closely into his eyes.
Me and Jack? I wouldn't say the chances are slim to none.
Bill's jaw dropped hearing her words. He was actually in disbelief.
Really?
He could barely form his words. Amber smiled and kept staring into his eyes. She felt his cock harden even more under her, if that was even possible.
You never know, the future is full of surprises.
She said in a teasing manner.
Holy fuck.
Bill mumbled. He thought that door was closed, but hearing his wife's words made his whole body shiver. Amber suddenly thought of another idea to drive her husband even further. She grasped each side of his face with her smooth hands, running her nails on the side of his head. She knew how much he loved the feeling of her doing it.
Honey, why don't we roleplay a bit?
Jack? Bill said quickly in a questioning response. Over the multiple months since his birthday when she first hooked up with Jack, they roleplayed more than a few times. And every time it led them into having amazing sex.
Maybe something a little different this time.
Amber said, giving him a kiss on the cheek before getting up off the bed. She grabbed the towel she took off earlier that was on the floor and walked to the bathroom. Bill, still confused about what she had planned, watched her lean on the doorframe. Her perfect figure and sculpted ass on display, which were still light red from the slaps he had just given her. What Bill didn't know was that he wasn't the only one who contributed to her red spanked ass. Amber turned her head and asked,
"Do you think you can handle it, honey? I'm going to be really bad, you know?"
She made sure she used her sweetest voice but made sure she let her words drip with lust. Bill just nodded in response.
"Good.
I love you, Bill.
I really do.
I love you too, baby," Bill said, watching her close the door behind her. Bill lay there in just his boxer still with a throbbing cock that wouldn't go away. His eyes were glued at the bathroom door, wondering what his wife had planned. This day already felt like a roller coaster that wouldn't stop. From showing David a sexy picture of his wife to her confessing that the door with Jack might not be closed. He couldn't believe how far they both have come in this whole crazy fantasy. Their sexuality and openness to talk about everything constantly grew. He wondered how long his wife was going to take. But not even after a few minutes, Amber exited the bathroom with the towel now wrapped around her once again. Just before Bill could say anything, Amber shouted,
"David! What are you doing here? Where is my husband?"
Bill was speechless for a moment. Then it clicked, this was the roleplay she was talking about? Bill's cock twitched at the thought of what was about to happen. He wasn't sure how to even respond. He started thinking how would David respond in this situation.
Your husband? Probably at work covering my mistake I made earlier. Told him I'd keep you company until he got back.
Bill said awkwardly, trying to stay in character.
So you're the reason my husband has been working so hard lately?
Amber marched to the end of the bed with a furious look in her eyes. Her arms crossed across her body, giving her breasts an even more prominent look. Damn, Bill thought to himself, she's damn good at this. I can't show her I'm not up for it. I gotta show her I won't back down first.
Yeah, that dumbass thought I'd actually help with a project. It's not like my job is on the line, him on the other hand.
Wait.
You're saying my husband's job is on the line for a project, and you decided to slack off? Then you show up at our house, in our bed no less? I can't believe you!
Amber shouted with passion. David nodded back.
Yeah, well, my uncle has some pull in the company, so I'm not too worried. Bill, on the other hand, has to make sure he doesn't mess up this project for this big client we have, or who knows what happens.
Bill was starting to get more comfortable in the roleplay. He even gave some half-truths, his job wasn't truly in jeopardy, but he definitely couldn't mess up the project for this client either, or who knows what will happen.
Really?
Amber said with a worried look. She was perfectly playing her role, but she actually started to wonder if Bill was actually telling the truth. She made a mental note to ask him about this later.
So what do you want?
barging into my room like this, laying on me and my husband's bed. Don't think you can get away with this.
Amber switched back to the furious wife. Bill started to get cocky and really was imagining his wife and David in this situation.
Well, if you want me to start pulling my weight around in the office and make your husband's life a lot easier, then I suggest you show me some sincerity.
Bill said with a smile that David would most likely give. Amber squinted her eyes.
If my husband ever finds out.
Bill laughed.
Who knows, maybe he will appreciate you helping him out.
Smiling at her while raising his eyebrows. Amber was quiet for a moment. She really looked like she was fighting internally about it, really playing into her character. Finally, she said,
David, if you dare go back on your word, I'll make your life a living hell.
Bill raised his hand.
You have my word.
Amber takes a deep breath and drops her towel, and climbs on top of David.
I'm not going to sleep with you.
Amber said as she set herself down. Bill looks up at her.
Then what are you going to do?
Amber reaches by the bedside table and grabs a hair tie. She starts to tie her back, making it look as seductive as possible.
If you can last, I'll give you something that I don't even do for my husband.
Amber said, looking right into his eyes. Bill's heart skipped hearing her words. He knew what she had planned on doing now. He watched her slide her naked body down his until she was on her knees, laying down with her head resting on his thigh. The arch on her back that he had seen so many times from a different view. The same view Jack had seen plenty of times. She smiled up at him.
I hope you enjoy this, making me do something like this, while my husband is at work, covering your mistakes. It feels so wrong, but even now I'm excited.
Amber's words slowly came out. She wanted to give her husband a show. She wanted to be the wife he wanted, the slut he wanted. Bill looked down at her.
So you don't even do this with your husband, huh? This will probably be boring.
Bill smiled at the end, intentionally trying to challenge her. Amber slipped down his boxers until his cock sprang free. Her pussy was more practically drenched now. Even more so than earlier with Jack. This just confirmed to herself that nothing excited her more than when she gets to tease her husband. Letting herself go, while her husband enjoys everything she does.
Don't worry, I had some practice. But I wonder, can you even last until I get there?
Amber said, while slowly lowering her lips to his cock.
Her words made Bill's cock twitch in her grasp, and just as her lips made contact with his cock, he had flashbacks of all the times she had done the same with Jack. He had lost count of how many times she had sucked off their neighbor while him, her own husband, had only gotten it once. Bill didn't even truly count that night on the Super Bowl. He was too entranced on watching Jack's big cock fuck Amber in positions he's dreamed of. The blowjob she had given him was a blur. But this time was different, even though they were role-playing. He was the one about to get the blowjob that he has been dying to receive. It was like the wait, and constant teasing had finally paid off. It was like when you deny yourself dessert for weeks, and then finally get to enjoy that chocolate cake you've been craving for so long. Nothing is more satisfying. This was his chocolate cake. Amber's lips were just about to make contact with the tip of his cock, until she suddenly moved sideways and let it brush the side of his cock. Her soft lips kissed the base of his cock, and slowly rubbed up and down, making loud slurping noises, covering his cock with her saliva. She's used one hand to play with his clean, shaven ball sack, a considerable difference from Jack's hairy balls. Then she used her other hand to stroke his quick slowly and intimately while looking up at David. Hmm.
Amber moaned as she kissed and stroked his cock.
I didn't expect you to be so big, David.
Bill's cock almost exploded immediately after hearing her words as she played with his cock. Hearing her say David's name was almost too much to hear. Without even thinking, David snapped.
Much bigger than your husband, I bet?
Amber looked up into his eyes, then down to his cock again. She had to admit, David was actually pretty big. She watched enough porn recently that she knew her husband wasn't small by any means. Jack, however, was a special case. He was built unlike most men, but she started to wonder what if this asshole coworker was abnormally big. Her legs shivered at the thought. She decided to play into it.
Oh god, yeah, you're so much bigger. No wonder you're so full of yourself.
Amber started stroking her even faster while kissing his cock. Her other hand had made its way down and was now playing with her own pussy. After Jack had left her unsatisfied, she immediately felt her body getting close to a huge orgasm, not long after she started.
Oh, David. David. David, you got me stroking your big cock. You want me to suck your dick too? Want me to show you how much of a slut I can be?
Amber was really letting her husband have it now. She licked and kissed all over his cock, teasing him as much as she could, saying Bill's coworker's name over and over as she did it. She felt him getting close to come, and she wasn't far behind. Bill watched his wife stroke and kiss his cock while saying the name of the man he hates. He wanted her to wrap her lips around his hard cock so bad and see her give him the nastiest blowjob. But he couldn't find a single word to come out. Her roleplay of acting like he was David was taking a toll on him, and he was already close to his breaking point. Amber dragged her lips until she reached the tip of his cock.
You want me to suck your dick, huh? Want me to give you something that I don't even do for my husband? Do you want that, David?
As soon as Bill heard her say David again, he lost it.
Fuck. I'm coming, Amber. Fuck. Oh, shit.
Bill exploded and finally got to do something he's never done.
Come for me, David, come for me.
Amber stroked his cock and let it explode all over her face as she rubbed it all in with his cock, covering her face. The more her husband came, the more it drove Amber crazy until she followed right after.
Oh God. Yes. Yes. Let it all out for me. Amber started to come as she was getting covered in her husband cum more and more. Finally, Bill was spent and laid his head back down while looking at his wife's cum-covered face.
I can't believe I just gave you a facial.
Bill said exasperated. Amber smiled up at him with cum dripping off of her.
Too bad this wasn't my first one.
As she licked some of the cum off her lips. Bill saw this scene and immediately dropped his head even further until his drowsiness took over him. Amber lay there in her husband's embrace. She had just teased her husband until he came all over her face. She might have been moaning David's name, but she was thinking of her husband the whole time. Seeing the look on his face every time she dragged her lips up and down his big cock, made her more and more wet. Amber still couldn't believe she had an orgasm just by making her husband come, but for some reason, her body wanted more. She knew why, but she didn't want to admit it. She wanted to have sex. Her husband was already passed out from their crazy roleplay and he had come so much he was completely spent. To make matters worse, earlier Jack was literally inches away from driving his thick cock inside of her, and her body couldn't forget how close he was to it. She knew it was wrong, but after confirming how much Bill wanted to see them together again, she wasn't so sure she should stop this whole thing with Jack. Making those videos were so naughty and exciting, she kept wondering how much Bill would enjoy them. Especially when he sees that eventually, Jack fucked her without the condom. Amber went to reach for her phone and suddenly remembered she forgot it downstairs. She slowly and quietly got out of bed. Then made her way downstairs. She looked around and finally found it on the kitchen counter. As soon as he picked it up, she saw she had multiple messages from Jack.
I can't believe your dumb husband interrupted us. Are we meeting up again later? You fucking promised. If you back out, I swear. Come over tonight. Hello?
Jack was on edge after getting so close and the messages showed it. Amber was half tempted to run over to his house as her husband slept, but she knew that would be pushing it too far.
I'm sorry we got interrupted. We will meet up again soon.
Amber sent. Amber went to reach for a glass to get some water and already felt her phone buzz with a message.
Soon? What the fuck? You promised. Come over tonight.
Jack was visibly pissed after getting so close to the prize he's been after since the Super Bowl night.
I can't tonight.
Amber responded. She even started thinking of what's a good way to meet up with him again. That talk with Bill had dropped any inhibitions she had about this whole ordeal with Jack.
Such a fucking tease. Tomorrow morning, tell your dumb little hubby you're going on a run before work. Meet me at the park. 6 o'clock. Don't be late.
Amber was visibly taken back.
The park? What?
There was a community park less than a mile away from their houses. Amber and Bill have gone on plenty of runs there before.
6 o'clock. Don't be late.
Jack wasn't taking no for an answer. Amber hesitated. She was completely confused why he wanted to meet there. Maybe he just wanted to meet up there so they could plan a time and place.
Okay.
Amber responded. Then she made her way back upstairs to join her husband for an afternoon nap. The next morning Amber had stepped out of her house in running gear. She was wearing a pink sports bra with black spandex shorts and her white running shoes. Her hair was tied back in a tight ponytail, showing off her sleek neck and amazing facial features. She had tried to quietly get out of bed without waking Bill, but unfortunately, as she was getting dressed, Bill had woken up.
HM? Honey, what's going on?
Bill asked groggily, still half asleep. Amber felt her chest tighten up hearing her husband, trying to act nonchalant as possible.
Oh, I missed the gym yesterday, so I felt like going on a morning run. I'll be back soon. I'll see you before you leave for work, baby. Okay, honey. Be careful.
Bill said before falling back into a slumber. Amber quickly finished getting ready and headed out. She started her run towards the park, but she couldn't get Jack out of her mind. What did he have planned? Also, why did he want to meet at the park of all places? She tried to focus on her run but to no avail. The park wasn't far at all, and before she knew it she was already there and hadn't even broken a sweat yet. She looked around and didn't see anyone at the park or benches surrounding the trail. She wasn't that surprised. It was very early on a Monday morning and she didn't really expect to see anyone here. It was 10 minutes until 6, so she ran on the trail surrounding the park, thinking she might as well get a nice workout in until Jack shows up. Amber was on her third lap about 20 minutes in when she saw Jack's car pull into the parking lot for the park. So much for being late. She thought to herself. Jack told her to be on time but decided to show up late. His actions always showed no respect for her. She had worked up quite a bit of sweat running while waiting for him and had her arms overhead catching her breath. She waited for him at the entrance of the trail as he slowly made his way to her. Jack was wearing his classic white shirt and black shorts with flip-flops on. But what she immediately noticed was his hard, thick cock pressing against his shorts.
Damn, you look good covered in sweat. Makes me remember the workout I gave you at the waterfall.
Jack said sarcastically. Amber blushed hearing his words. The image of her naked body on top of his, dripping with sweat as he fucked her was now planted in her mind. Her body shuddered remembering the euphoric feeling his cock gave her as it drove in and out of her. While they were in the wilderness no less, with the danger of someone catching them at any time, which made the whole thing one of Amber's most intense experiences. Trying to shake the image from her mind, she finally focused back on Jack.
So much for being late.
Amber said with her hand still over her head, slowly getting her breathing back to normal. Jack just drank in the sight of her, ignoring her complaining. Her body stretched out before him, her chest heaving back and forth with her face flushed red. He couldn't help but roam his eyes up and down her body. As much as Amber tried not to notice, her eyes unconsciously glanced down at his shorts where his cock was obviously protruding outwards. Jack smiled to himself when he caught her staring at his hard dick. Jack couldn't help but be hard. He had been excited since last night because he was going to fulfill another one of his fantasies and finally finish yesterday's job. After getting so close to her bare pussy, to the point her soft, wet pussy lips were literally wrapped around his cock, he couldn't wait to have her again.
"So why did you have me meet you out here so early?"
Amber said, getting straight to the point.
"What do you think? Your dumbass husband ruined our time yesterday. I want you to make up for it."
"What?" Amber immediately dropped her hands down to the side of her hips when she heard his words.
"You think I'm going to do something with you here?"
Amber said, flabbergasted while looking around the empty park. Jack smiled.
"Just follow me."
Completely ignoring her outburst, Jack started making his way to the only building in the area, which worked as a bathroom and concession stand when there were soccer games or baseball games for the kids' league. The park was fairly large and had a few baseball and soccer fields. She stared at him as he walked farther away and finally followed him to see what crazy plan he had now and at least not be out in the open like she was now. When they made their way to the building, Jack walked straight into the men's bathroom and Amber stopped just outside of the entrance. She had thought he just needed to use the bathroom or something, but was even more shocked when he turned around and said,
"Come on, follow me. You are crazy if you think I'm going in there. What if someone catches me? What are you thinking?"
Amber said, trying not to raise her voice.
"Stop being such a prude. No one is going to show up this early on a Monday. Stop wasting time."
Jack snapped. Amber couldn't believe he would call her a prude. As if all the insults he had ever given her weren't nearly as bad as that one. She was far from being the shy, prude woman she once was. As if hearing the challenge in his voice, Amber took a deep breath and looked around. The park was still completely empty. Finally, she took the courage and walked past Jack. This was actually the first time she has ever been in a men's public bathroom. Seeing the urinals on the wall as soon as she walked in was a weird sight to her. The only time she ever saw them was in movies or TV shows. The bathroom was fairly large with even a big handicap stall all the way towards the back wall. Suddenly, she heard the men's door behind her shut abruptly. Amber turned around and saw Jack locking the top latch of the door. Now, the bathroom felt much smaller than it previously felt when she first walked in.
"Jack, what are you thinking? Why here?"
Amber said slowly, stepping back. She couldn't believe he wanted to hook up with her in a public restroom. It was so dirty to even think about doing something sexual in a public bathroom. Amber was a beautiful, sophisticated, clean woman. She wasn't just some whore regardless of how wild she's been for this whole fantasy. Even though this wasn't some rundown bathroom, the park had kept it somewhat clean, but at the end of the day, it was still a public restroom. Why didn't he just have her come to his house? She couldn't even begin to understand his way of thinking at the moment. Jack turned to her and made his way to her step by step. Every step felt like a thump in Amber's chest. She backed away until her back hit the handicap stall that was all the way at the end of the bathroom. Having nowhere to go, Jack finally reached her.
"I brought you here to show you your true slutty side. What better place to fuck a hot, sexy wife like yourself but in a grimy place like this?"
Amber didn't even know what to respond and turned her head away from his face that was getting dangerously close. He lightly grabbed her cheek and made her look at him.
"You told me you and your husband never do stuff like this. I want to take another thing away from you that you haven't done with him."
Amber's body started to shiver knowing what was to come. Her body was still tense from yesterday's episode and she knew she needed relief. Deep down she knew something was going to happen, maybe that's why she showed up at the park. But never in her wildest dreams could she have imagined herself in the men's public bathroom, locked together with Jack. Amber took a deep breath.
"Please just hold on, you were right about Bill. About why he got me those gifts. We don't have to stop our deal anymore, but I can't do this, not here."
Jack let out a huge bellow of a laugh.
"Haha, I told you. Your husband wants to see you act like this. So why don't you let yourself go and enjoy what's about to happen? Why fight it? You know you want it just as bad as I do."
"Jack, I didn't bring my phone. I can't."
Amber stumbled over her words, realizing her breath was starting to quicken once again.
Jack looked her in the eyes. "Well, I guess you'll have a lot to tell your husband then."
Grabbing her whole face now, he pulled her into him and gave her a wet, sloppy kiss. Amber hesitated, but it was just for a moment. Without even thinking, her body accepted his kiss. Her lips met his, finding his tongue battling for supremacy. Jack's hands slid down her soft body, enjoying the smooth sensation her skin gave him. His hands gently wrapped around her ass before squeezing them until she was forced to push herself against him. Amber's breathing became rapid as she kissed her neighbor. Light soft moans rang out as she swapped tongues with a man her husband hated.
"Jack, oh God, I...
fuck him." Amber tried forming words during their intense kiss, but she wasn't even able to form coherent sentences. Jack loved the feeling her ass gave him in his grasp. Her ass was already jiggly and soft to the touch, but with her spandex gripping them as well as his rough hands, it felt like Amber was locked in place. She felt so small and dominated in his grasp, and she loved it. Her body still heaving all the pent-up frustration from the day before was quickly making her body heat up. She started pushing and rubbing against him, feeling more of his huge cock press against her, soaking her black spandex even further than it already was. As they continued to kiss, Jack reached behind her and opened the bathroom stall door and stumbled in with her. He pushed Amber against the cold wall and closed the door behind him.
As Amber heard the stall door lock, a lock on her body felt like it was opened. As soon as Jack turned to look at her once again, he was shocked to see red-faced Amber push him against the door and continue their kiss. He was shocked by her aggressiveness, but he wasn't about to start complaining. Amber started to kiss his neck now and pull his shorts down to his ankles.
Looks like my little slut is starting to get it now, huh? Are you ready for my big cock again? I wonder what your husband would think if he saw you now.
Jack snickered. His words brought her back to reality. She was horrified at herself. She couldn't believe how much she wanted his cock. She completely got caught in his tempo. Jack realized his words might have woken her up from her trance. Trying to take hold of the situation, he finished dropping his shorts to his ankles and whipped his hard dick out. Amber looked down between them and saw his thick cock between them. The cock that changed her whole marriage. That changed her whole precipitation of what sex should be like. She looked back into his eyes, saying slowly, "Don't get full of yourself." Before slowly sinking to her knees as she remained eye contact the whole way down. Making the simple action extremely seductive. Amber knew what her beautiful blue eyes did to other men. It drove her husband crazy and Jack was no different.
"Goddamn, Amber. You look so good on your knees in front of me. Like you were meant for it."
Jack said. He really meant it too. Her blue eyes looking up at him while wearing her sexy running outfit. His big cock was just inches away from her luscious lips. The whole scene should be put in a museum. It felt so natural and surreal. Amber finally broke eye contact and now stared at his thick shaft. The way it pulsed with heat and gave off that familiar smell she was so used to now made her body shiver with excitement. Amber has already come to the realization that she liked to please Jack's huge cock. Even if it was attached to someone so repulsive, his dick was like a work of art. How she wanted to start pleasing it was like trying to attack on how to start a project. Should she start here or like this? Should she do this or say this? Amber has sucked Jack's cock so many times now she was comfortable with the act. But the fact she was doing it in a public restroom made the taboo feeling of the act that much greater. Her bare knees on the cold tile floor. The eerie silence the bathroom gave off was almost suffocating. The occasional drip off the faucet sink was drowned out due to their heaving breathing. Amber finally leaned forward and stuck her tongue out, making contact with Jack's cock. She knew he brought her here for more than a blowjob, but she also knew how much he enjoyed them. "Maybe, if I get him excited enough, he will come faster and we can get out here before we get caught," Amber thought to herself. Jack couldn't help but groan out in joy feeling her wet tongue finally touch his cock. It brought him great satisfaction knowing that his neighbor's wife became an expert at giving blowjobs using his cock. She knew how to tease in all the right areas to give him the most pleasure, a far cry from that night in the hot tub. Jack leaned against the bathroom stall and looked down as Amber lathered his whole dick with her tongue, coating it with her saliva. After soaking Jack's whole cock, Amber pushed his cock upwards and slid her tongue down to his heavy ball sack. She sucked gently on each one, wrapping her whole tongue around them while they were in her mouth. Jack couldn't believe the situation he was in, and neither could Amber. They were both locked in a public restroom, while Amber was giving him such a sensual blowjob in the bathroom stall. Seeing his cock standing straight up as high as it could go, Jack had enough. He grabbed Amber by her ponytail and guided her to the tip of his cock, before roughly shoving it in. Her lips slid all the way down until her nose was buried in his pubic hair. Jack took charge and used her mouth as if it was a pussy and started to face fuck her. Amber, who actually was used to this, took it in stride. She just allowed him to use her like a slut as she kneeled on the cold tile floor. She soon had to grab him by his hips as Jack got more and more rough with her. Gagging and slurping sounds echoed off the bathroom walls, which made Amber gush even more fluids out of her pussy. It was as if the sounds that rang through her ears intensified the shameful act she was doing. Jack released her after using her mouth as if she was some random whore. Mfamfa. Amber finally slid her lips off his cock. She took a deep breath and without any instruction attacked his cock once again. Jake just rested his hand on her head and let her suck his cock with passion. But it didn't take long until he had about enough. He was here to finally get what wanted. He pushed her off his cock and lifted her off her knees. He kissed her with deep passion and looked her in the eyes. "It's time I finally give you the fucking you've been hiding from for so long," Jack said, slapping Amber's ass cheek.
"Oh God," Amber moaned in his ear. "No phone. Slap. No husband. Slap. Just you and my big cock. Slap. Jack, oh fuck."
Amber felt like putty in his grasp. He turned Amber around and pushed her against the railing the handicap stalls usually have. Jack bent her over while Amber held onto the railing with one hand and the other on the wall. Jack wasted no time and slid her black spandex down her legs, immediately getting a view of her wet pussy which was glistening with her juices. He loved seeing her lift her legs up one at a time, helping him completely take off her spandex. He laid them on the railing next to her and took a step back and appreciated the sight before him. His neighbor's sexy wife was half naked, wearing just a pink sports bra and white shoes. Her hair was in a tight ponytail still and her face was flush red as she was bent over looking back at him over her shoulder. He drank in the sight before him before stepping to her once again. Amber felt her body betraying her thoughts. She knew this was so wrong and she shouldn't be doing this. There was no recording. This was purely just to satisfy that itch that's been bothering her since she was with Jack in the pool yesterday. She wasn't sure she could stop this even if she wanted to, but the biggest thing, she didn't want to. Her husband made it clear to her that this whole fantasy was still etched into his brain, and now Amber couldn't help but be more than turned on any time she did a taboo act with Jack. It was as if the chains holding her down had been released, and she could truly let herself go without feeling guilt. Even if there was no recording when she told Bill what she had done, she couldn't imagine him being anything but extremely turned on and excited. Suddenly Amber felt Jack's thick rod rubbing up and down her moist pussy lips.
Hmm.
She turned her head around even further and locked eyes with her unattractive neighbor who brought her so much pleasure.
I can't believe we are doing this, Amber whispered. Just lose yourself in the pleasure, don't think about your dumbass husband. Just think about this big cock, Jack sneered.
Amber didn't even answer. She turned her head and rested it on her forearm that was resting against the rail. She just waited for the onslaught of pleasure that was about to come. But it never came. Jack just continuously rubbed his hard cock on her. Amber was starting to get impatient, and even started rotating her hips trying to get more of his cock in her. Jack didn't let her have it that easy. He just kept the tip of his cock rubbing on her wet lips, coating his cock with her juices.
Jack!
Amber finally couldn't take it and moaned out. Her body was about to go crazy from the teasing his cock was giving her. Jack smiled to himself. He wanted to build her up until she couldn't take it like he had yesterday.
Tell me you want it, he said through gritted teeth.
It took amazing willpower not to just drive his cock into her after hearing her moan his name.
Oh, Jack, please,
Amber said instinctively.
Tell me you fucking want it, slut,
Jack shouted with a forceful slap to her jiggly ass. Amber's body was already on fire, feeling his cock constantly rubbing her, but his slap to her ass cheek sent shockwaves through her body, which made her body even more limp. She had to lean even more on the railing and wall, otherwise she might have collapsed on the floor. Amber couldn't take it any longer. She raised her ass even higher, making a pronounced arc in her back. She turned her head and looked him in the eyes.
Jack, please. I want it. I want you big fucking cock. Give it to me, please,
Amber said with as much passion in her voice as she could muster.
Well, since you asked nicely.
Jack gave her a toothy grin. He grabbed her on the side of her hips with one hand and used his other hand to direct his monstrous bear cock into her sweet hole. His big mushroom head penetrated her slowly and drove inside her inch by inch. He wanted to make sure she felt every inch of his thick cock, and Amber definitely did. Amber had forgotten what his bear cock felt like from the Super Bowl night. The whole night was like a haze anytime she tried to remember it. There were so many emotions going through her body, she wasn't able to fully concentrate on what was happening. And all through the night, Amber was lost in the pleasure of his cock fucking her in all sorts of illicit ways and positions. Now, however, the big cock that she had been accustomed to with a condom was finally driving into her. Her pussy gushed fluids and gripped him tighter and tighter, the further he drove his dick into her.
Jack, oh fuck. You're so thick.
Amber couldn't help but moan out loud. He wasn't even halfway, and it felt surreal of how much she could feel his pulsing rod.
I'm not even halfway, you sexy slut. I hope you're ready for all of it. Oh yeah, that's it. You feel me now?
Jack stopped hesitating and fully thrust his cock into her.
Oh fuck. You're so deep. Jack, oh god. Without the condom, Amber felt like he was deeper than he's ever been before. Jack couldn't take it any longer. He started sliding his cock slowly out and back in. First only getting halfway before thrusting harshly all the way back in.
Her pussy never felt tighter, and he was on a mission to completely stretch out.
Jesus, oh fuck.
Amber let out a loud moan every time he bottomed out in her. Soon he built up a rhythm and was completely thrust his whole cock in and out of her. Bill was probably a little longer than 7.5 inches, but Jack was at least closer to 9. But what drove Amber crazy was how thick his cock was. Every time he thrust it in and out of her, it was like her pussy was stretched out even more and more. But that didn't stop her from gripping him like a vice. It was as if her pussy never wanted to let it out. Jack had waited for this moment for months. Feeling her first-class pussy gripping him, soaking his cock with her juices, was a feeling he could never forget. And he was in ecstasy feeling it once again. He started thrusting even harder now, watching Amber's perfect ass bounce against him.
Slap. Slap. Slap.
His hips and her ass making contact made loud noises that rang out through the quiet bathroom.
Who fucks you the best?
Jack suddenly asked.
Oh shit. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Amber couldn't even answer as his cock thrusted in and out of her.
Answer me, you slut.
Jack shouted, slapping her ass mid-stroke.
Jack, oh god. You do. Your cock fucks me the best.
Amber said practically out of breath.
That's right. My little slut, I'm going to get you addicted to my big cock. Stretch you out and make sure your husband will never be able to fuck you like I could.
Amber didn't even answer. She positioned her hands against the wall above the railing and without even a thought, started slamming her ass back against his dick, meeting his forceful strokes. Jack stopped moving and started letting her do all the work. As if fucking her wasn't enough, he wanted to completely own her.
Your husband is a dumbass, isn't he? He drove you into my arms and now you're fucking me with abandon. God, I wish he could see how much of a slut I've made you.
Jack's words made Amber start pushing her ass back even harder against him now. Jack loved seeing how her ass slapped against him as she slid up and down his cock.
Your husband is a dumbass, isn't he?
Amber didn't answer. She was too focused on the pleasure his thick cock was driving through her body.
Answer me!
Jack shouted. Amber turned her head and stared into his eyes, and she slammed her ass back against him. The devil on her shoulder took over and the words came out lips.
Yes. Such a dumbass. You love my big cock more than his, right?
Yes.
I love it so much more. He could never fuck me like you could.
Each word made her feel a pit in her stomach.
I'm gonna make you force your husband to wear a condom.
I should be the only one who gets this pussy bear.
Yes.
Oh god, yes. Make him wear a condom while you get to fuck me however you like.
Oh fuck.
Amber couldn't believe the words that poured out of her mouth so naturally. Jack smiled seeing this wife fall to depravity before him. His hand reached between her ass cheeks, and his thumb found her asshole. Amber knew what was coming, but without hesitation, he drove his thick thumb into her ass and her body lost it.
Jack! Jack! I'm coming!
Oh fuck yes, finger my ass while I'm come all over your cock!
Oh fuck dash!
Amber's body shook and thrashed against him. He didn't give her any respite. His cock continued to thrust in and out of her through her orgasm, which took Amber's body to even further heights of pleasure. It was an intense and long orgasm that coated his dick with her cum, until it was even dripping on the floor between them. As she came down from her orgasm, her whole body felt sensitive and weak to the touch. Seeing that, Jack had an idea. He turned his body and sat on the toilet seat next to them, bringing Amber's body with him, making sure his drenched cock never left her gushing pussy. Amber sat in his lap, getting her bearings together. She couldn't believe how intense that orgasm was, and sitting on Jack gave her body a euphoric feeling now that she had something to rest on. Jack pushed her forward slightly, and Amber braced herself on his knees with her hands. Moving his legs slightly farther apart, he began picking Amber up and down his cock. The silence between them felt like it was deafening. Their labored breath and sweaty bodies felt so compatible at the moment. Jack just admired her sleek back and thick ass, as he picked and slammed her down his cock. Eventually Amber began lifting herself with his help, and their sex quickly picked up the pace until that familiar sound echoed off the bathroom walls. Amber used one hand on his knee and the other on the railing as she bounced up and down in his lap. She looked behind and saw Jack focusing on where her ass and his hips met as if he was in a trance. She wasn't sure why, but she suddenly took the initiative.
"Does that look good, Daddy? You like watching my ass bounce on your big cock?"
Amber said sweetly. She was rewarded with a loud slap to her ass.
"Yes, Daddy. I love when you do that."
Amber had already come to grips that she might have turned into a masochist. She leaned forward even further and started slamming her ass down as hard as he could. She couldn't hear anything but the loud slaps her ass made in his lap and her heart beating loudly in her chest. It wasn't long before another orgasm ripped through her body.
"You're making me come again, baby." "Oh god, yes."
Jack knew he was getting close, but he wished this moment could have lasted forever. Jack was extremely backed up and he knew he was going to explode with an extremely big load. As much as he wanted to come deep inside the sexy wife, he knew today was not the day for that. As Amber came down from her orgasm once again, Jack picked her off his cock until her pussy made a sensual pop sound. Even now her pussy dripped with her juices all on the floor between them. When the janitor would come in later today, questions would ring in his head all day of what occurred in here. Jack guided her on the floor between his legs. What surprised Amber and himself was that she didn't even hesitate to dive her mouth onto his cock. Maybe before this fantasy Amber would be disgusted to taste herself on a cock, especially her neighbor's, but now she was excited and turned on by the thought. As soon as her lips and tongue made contact, tasting herself on his huge dick made her body shiver with excitement. What she was doing was so wrong, however, she couldn't help but admit that she tasted amazing. No wonder men like going down on women. We taste so good. She thought to herself. Amber was so caught up in the moment she forgot that Jack was already close to coming. Watching her taste her own cum off his penis proved too much for old Jack.
"You fucking slut. Holy shit. Fuck, fuck, let me come all over that pretty face."
Jack suddenly stood up and hovered over Amber, giving her a facial that would even shock Bill by the difference of what he had done the night before. Cum splattered all over Amber's face. She had closed her eyes and opened her tongue to accept his big load. But she was amazed of how much he was constantly coming. It was as if three men were coming on her at the same time. Her whole face was already covered with cum and Jack was still going. Knowing this couldn't continue, she lunged forward until her lips covered his cock. She sucked and swallowed the rest of his load, gulping his thick cum as it slid down her throat. A feeling that even her husband had yet to experience. Finally, Jack let out every drop of cum and practically collapsed on the toilet. He looked down at Amber and saw her still cleaning his cock with her cum-covered face.
"Wish we had your phone to show Bill what a slut his wife had become."
Jack laughed. Amber slid her lips off his dick and looked up at him.
"Well, he has a good imagination. I'm sure I could put the picture in his head,"
Amber said with a smile.
"Oh goddamn."
Jack's cock twitched and squeezed out the last drop cum, which Amber immediately sucked up. Looking down at her, Jack said,
"I wasn't kidding about the condom thing either. With your husband."
Amber's smile immediately went away.
"Jack, he's my husband. Just give it a thought. Imagine how more special your anniversary will be. You know it'll drive Bill crazy with jealousy, which he will love."
Amber thought for a moment, then finally answered,
"I'll think about it,"
before going back down and cleaning up his cock with cum still dripping off her face, which got a big smile from big old Jack.
Chapter 09.
In a public bathroom at a park not far from a certain hot wife's home, a heavy-set man was leaning his head back against the hard tile wall while breathing heavily with his eyes closed. His cock that was coated with the same certain hot wife's saliva was slowly deflating like a balloon. His mind wandered about how lucky his life has been lately, remembering all the illicit acts he and this hot wife have been up to lately, especially without her husband's knowledge. It gave him great satisfaction using the fantasy against her and her husband to get what he wanted. Now finally,
he was once again able to slide his thick cock in her wet pussy as she fucked him in a random bathroom stall. Every time her tight pussy gripped him like a vice as she orgasmed on him multiple times. It was a heavenly feeling. Never in his wildest dreams would he think this would have happened the day he met this couple. But it's funny how life gives you the things you most desire when you least expect it. It felt like yesterday that this once shy wife came out of her house on her husband's birthday and sucked her first cock. The sound of a faucet running, followed by the sounds of splashing, broke his train of thoughts. Jack's eyes gradually creeped open. He let out a deep breath of air as he got up from the toilet he was sitting on and pulled his shorts up, putting his giant weapon away that was slowly corrupting this proud woman. He spotted some wet stains on the floor from the intense sex him and his neighbor's wife just had. He let out a smirk, knowing the janitor would wonder what exactly happened in this bathroom stall. The smell of sex would most definitely linger in here throughout the day. As Jack stepped out through the stall door, he was greeted with an amazing sight. One that would make the average man immediately get a nosebleed. Amber was back in her running outfit, with her hair still in a ponytail, leaning her face in the sink as she splashed water on her face. Her ass was facing him and straining against her shorts, making him want to take her again right then and there. Jack admired her for more than a moment before letting out a light cough to get her attention. Amber glanced over at him, her face dripping with water and remnants of his cum.
Ugh, did you have to come so much?
Amber complained as she splashed water a few more times on her face, trying to wash his mark off of her. Jack smiled at her comment as he leaned on the bathroom wall, still admiring her fit body. She was right, he had cum more than usual, and after being backed up for so long he had literally covered her whole face with cum as if it was two or three loads. Jack walked up behind her and slid his hands up her ass and across her back. He felt her body immediately shiver to his touch. Amber glanced behind her before standing straight up. She reached for the paper towel dispenser next to the sink and dried her face off. Jack's hands continued to roam her body. He was still in disbelief that not too long ago, this same fit body was jumping up and down his cock. Remembering the sounds she made as she orgasmed repeatedly, made his cock twitch that was pressed against her soft ass. Amber tried concentrating on cleaning herself up, but his roaming hands kept breaking her train of thought. It didn't help that she also felt his beautiful cock pressing against her. Amber felt like her moans and her taboo words that she spoke not too long ago were still echoing off the walls. Jack finally broke the sexual tension.
So have you thought about my proposal?
Amber was confused by what he meant.
What? What proposal?
Jack frowned at her comment.
Wow, you already forgot? I'm talking about making your dumbass husband wear condoms until your guy's anniversary.
Amber rolled her eyes, hearing him mention that once again.
I told you I'd think about it. What's there to think about?
Jack said in a low voice as he wrapped his arms around her and whispered in her ear. Amber knew there's no way she could make Bill do that. She just said she'd think about it to get Jack to shut up, but he was being relentless about it.
Jack, I told you, he's my husband. How, what would I even say?
Amber said under her breath, not believing herself that she was even thinking about it. As much as she didn't want to admit it, the thought of it was so naughty. Making her husband wear condoms that he hasn't worn since the start of their relationship, while she fucked their ugly neighbor with his giant bear cock. It was such a taboo act, but wouldn't Bill actually like something like that? Especially if it was only temporary.
I already have it all planned out for you, Jack said with a toothy grin.
Amber looked over her shoulder into his eyes with her eyebrows raised. Seeing he had her attention, Jack continued.
You're on birth control, right? Tell him during the week that you went to go get a refill and that the pharmacy is sold out until next month due to a shortage.
Amber mulled over his words. That wasn't a bad excuse, but could she really go through with it? Jack then continued with his plan.
He will probably be distraught hearing such bad news, but this is when you come in and tell him your little plan. When you can get another refill, it'll be already very close to your guy's anniversary. Tell him why don't you guys just use condoms until then to make your anniversary night more special?
Amber's pussy tingled hearing his words. It definitely would make their anniversary night even more special. Especially with her already showing him her gift that she's been working on. He will already be on edge after being denied for so long. Amber thought more about it for a few more seconds then said in a quiet voice.
I'm not going to make any promises, but I will try.
Jack let out a laugh that rang through the bathroom.
That's my perfect slut. That's what I want to hear. Come on, give me a kiss so we can get out of here before someone catches us.
Jack was surprised seeing how easy Amber turned her body and wrapped her arms around his neck, before softly kissing his lips. His tongue immediately sprung out, quickly finding hers, while resting his hands on her delicate hips. Their tongues and lips battled, making sloppy kissing noises that seemed extra loud due to being in the public bathroom. They hadn't kissed for long before Amber stepped back. She saw Jack's shocked expression and smiled internally, seeing his dumbfounded look.
What?
She shyly asked.
I'm surprised how easy that was.
Jack mumbled, still looking stunned. That made Amber let out an adorable giggle.
Well, you're gonna get what you want, so why bother fighting it? Might as well hurry up and get it over with before someone really does catch us.
Amber was acting more adorable, but most of all more comfortable. It seemed like she finally let go of any inhibitions of being with Jack. Jack's arms were still wrapped on her hips.
Oh yeah? I get what I want.
He said as he slid his arms around her and squeezed Amber's ass, pulling her close to him once again. Amber's face was so close to Jack that she could feel his breath on her neck. She looked right at him with her ocean blue eyes and nodded slowly. Jack squeezed her ass again, seeing her response.
You like pleasing your daddy, huh?
Amber bit her lip and put on her sexiest face.
If Bill were to see it, he would immediately know that's the look Amber gives when she wants to be a tease. Amber then shook her head slowly no, which made Jack momentarily confused. Suddenly, she leaned forward into his ear and whispered, "I love it," then finished with very lightly biting on his ear lobe. She flashed him a naughty smile before wriggling out his grasp and walking towards the door. Jack shook his head in disbelief. This woman would be the death of him. As her confidence grew, so did her teasing, and he was definitely noticing. He turned and followed her. As they both walked out the bathroom, he turned his head and captured the mental image of the room. He wanted to remember this place, where the first step of corrupting this sexy wife had truly started. As Amber stepped out the bathroom, she was relieved to see the park still empty. She wasn't sure how she would react if some stranger saw her and Jack walk out the men's bathroom. It wouldn't take a scientist to figure out what they were doing in there. They both walked to the parking lot where Jack's car was. Amber was quiet, thinking about what she had just done. She thought she would feel guilty, but she felt anything but that. All she felt was excitement and satisfaction. She couldn't wait to see how Bill would react once he found out, especially because there was no video involved this time. He would only be able to use his imagination and what she told him. Jack broke the silence by saying, "You want a lift home? I doubt your little husband is awake." Amber rolled her eyes as he emphasized the word little once again when describing her husband, but she just ignored it. "No, it's okay. I don't mind the walk and I need to cool off," Amber said. "Yeah, you sure did work hard in there, didn't you?" Jack smiled at her. Amber looked down with a red face, but Jack still noticed a small smile that broke on her face. "So, when can we meet up again? You and Bill's anniversary is getting closer, right?" Jack said. "Yeah, it is, a little less than a month and half away. But I'm not sure when I can see you again. I'm busy with work all week, and me and Bill are going out of town for a friend's wedding over the weekend." Jack snorted, hearing her words. The last thing he wanted to do was wait to get inside her sweet pussy again. But he didn't have much of a choice. Also, he realized the longer he made her wait between every session, the hotter the sex was between them. That's when it hit him. A very devious plan, and it could backfire, but he wasn't one to back down from a challenge. They were walking up to his car now. "Fair enough, I'll plan something very exciting for me and you for the following week. But I just wanted to ask. You said before that Bill gets excited hearing and seeing you do things with me that you haven't done with him. Right?" Amber nodded, not understanding where he was going with this. Interesting. Okay, have fun at that wedding. I'll see you soon enough," Jack said before turning to get in his car. Amber's curiosity was stoked now, and she wanted to know more. "Wait. Why did you ask that? What are you thinking now?" Amber with a curious expression. Jack had his door open, but stopped to answer her. "I guess you'll find out after next weekend. But first work on getting your husband back to wearing condoms," he said as he was getting into his car. Amber was annoyed hearing him, as if he was giving her homework or an assignment to complete. If anything, she could just tell him that she did, he wouldn't know any difference. But deep down inside of her, the idea of listening to him and convincing her husband to wear condoms temporarily made her thoroughly excited. What would Bill think once he found out that he was wearing condoms as she slept with their neighbor? It was so wrong and naughty, but wasn't that the point of the fantasy? As Amber walked back home, her mind was racing with a plethora of taboo thoughts. Amber was staring in the mirror in a hotel bathroom, touching up her makeup. She was wearing a gorgeous tan dress that was open down one of her legs, showing off her alluring thigh. Her hair was lightly curled and her makeup was just enough to show off her beautiful facial structure and piercing blue eyes. It was the perfect combination of sexy and formal. She didn't want to draw too much attention to herself at her and Bill's friend's wedding, but Bill pestered her all week about dressing sexy. Amber knew Bill wanted to see men drool over her and attempt to flirt with her. It all came back to the fantasy. Maybe if this was a year ago, she would have admonished him for having such thoughts. Now, however, she played into it and told him all week how sexy she was going to look for him. As she stepped out the bathroom, Bill was laying on the hotel bed with his suit jacket next to him. His hands were behind his head as he watched a sports channel, but as soon as his eyes saw his beautiful wife, the whole room slowed down. He took a moment to appreciate her beauty as she looked herself over the full-length mirror that was hung up in the room, before getting up and letting out a hitch-pitched whistle. Amber looked over her shoulder and smiled at him as he made his way to her. "I'm guessing you like my outfit then? I hope this is sexy enough for you. Honey, you are going to be the most beautiful woman at this wedding. Don't let Brooke or Mike hear me say that though." Bill let out a chuckle. Brooke and Mike were their longtime friends and the ones getting married today. "Oh, stop it, you know they would never say anything. I'm just worried about how many admirers I might have." "Are you sure you can handle it?" Amber said with a naughty smile. Bill walked up to her and wrapped his arms around her. They stared at each other in the reflection of the mirror. "I've actually been looking forward to it all week," Bill said in a low voice. "Oh, you have? Looking forward to seeing all sorts of men hit on me, huh? Would you be jealous if I picked the one you couldn't stand the most and disappeared for a bit?" Amber said while wiggling her hips on her husband. "Fuck, Amber. You're going to drive me crazy. You want to find you a new Jack for the night, I bet." Amber flushed hearing Jack's name come out of her husband's lips. Especially since she's been so naughty with him over the past few weeks. She decided to up the ante and see how Bill responded. "No way," Amber said at first, but before she could continue, she heard a disappointing sigh come out of Bill. That made her smile. "There's no way I can find a man like Jack here. He's one of a kind.
Maybe I should have invited him as my date instead, or maybe even David. Make you watch me flirt with him all night in front of your friends.
Amber said while turning her body and wrapping her arms around her husband. Before she even finished her words, she felt his hard cock pushing against her. She loved that even just her words had this type of effect on him. David has been making Bill's work life miserable, so Amber knew every time she brought up flirting with him it would get a reaction out of Bill. Bill had closed his eyes, his imagination already running rampant.
Amber, oh God. Just the thought of that is enough to drive me crazy. Would you have actually done something like that? I love seeing you get so worked up, so maybe one day.
Amber said, looking at her husband.
Now that you mention that, I was planning on me and you hosting our annual barbecue soon.
Bill said out of the blue. Amber was taken back for a moment.
Oh really? When?
Soon, in a couple weeks possibly.
I always look forward to having everyone over. Just us and some friends, some colleagues from work.
Bill said, getting quiet at the end. Amber smiled, knowing where he was getting at. He wanted her and David to finally meet. Looks like his fantasy was pushing his daily decisions. Amber had zero interest to start hooking up with another guy. Jack was more than enough for her to handle. She did think, however, that flirting with David a bit in front of her husband and co-workers would be a fun little event. Especially since how much they seemed to hate him. She had to start thinking of a plan for that day.
Work colleagues, huh?
Bill just nodded in response.
So that means David would be coming?
Bill nodded again, barely able to look her in the eye now.
That sounds fun. I would like to finally meet the man that makes my husband's work life terrible. Maybe give him a piece of my mind.
Amber said while winking at her husband. Bill gulped, hearing the mischief in her voice. Amber continued.
I'll make sure I invite Stacy and the girls from work, but I'm wondering, do we invite Jack? I think it would be rude not to, right?
Amber probed, wondering how Bill would react to bringing Jack around so many people they know. Bill, to Amber's surprise, agreed immediately.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Even though he's never come to the barbecue before, he was there for my birthday party, and he might feel offended if we didn't. I'm just worried that asshole might try something with you.
Amber's heart quickened hearing that.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Amber smirked. Bill's cock got even harder as it pushed against her.
I mean, I just wouldn't want you to feel uncomfortable in front of everyone we know. Especially after everything that's happened.
Amber smiled, hearing her husband be so cautious.
Don't worry, I can handle myself around Jack. I just wouldn't want you to feel uncomfortable. I mean, the neighbor that fucked your wife so good would be around everyone you know.
Amber said with a sexy smile.
Amber, fuck.
Bill's breathing started to quicken.
Imagine him talking to everyone you know, laughing, cracking jokes. All the while only me, you, and him would know that he just had me not too long in every way he could think of, right, in our bed.
Amber said while whispering in his ear.
Fuck, baby. Okay, okay, if you keep going, we aren't going to make this wedding.
Bill said, trying to get his bearings about him.
HM, I win.
Amber giggled as if they were playing some game. Bill didn't respond but just held her tighter in his grasp, enjoying the feeling of her in his arms. There was an intimate silence between them that they were both enjoying. The more she looked at him, seeing his eyes closed, imagining her being naughty, just made her want to give him her everything. All the stuff she had done with Jack she wanted to do with him, and a million more things she could think of. She once again realized if it wasn't for him being so turned on from his fantasy that she could never have been comfortable to do even a sliver of the things she had done over the past few months. Especially the last few weeks. Amber remembered at the beginning how guilty she felt because of how much she enjoyed these debauchery acts. She thought, how could a proper wife enjoy these things with another man as despicable as Jack, when she had a loving husband like Bill? However, the more she had done it, the more she realized how the relationship between her and her husband grew. There wasn't anything they didn't trust each other with. Instead of getting jealous when a man hits on her at the gym, Bill just watches from afar and loves to see her handle it. Especially teasing her about it on the way home. They would laugh about it, and it also made their sex life even that much more fun and sensual. Now, Amber had one more thing she could do to really push the boundaries of this fantasy. But could she really do it? Bill still had his eyes closed. He was enjoying his wife in his arms before she broke their intimate silence.
Bill, there's something I want to talk to you about.
Amber said with trepidation.
Bill's eyes snapped open, hearing the seriousness of her voice. What's wrong, honey?
He said as he locked eyes with her. Amber's heart jumped, seeing the concern in his face. She immediately giggled and broke the tension.
Relax, honey, it's nothing too serious. It's just an idea I have. Here, sit down.
She said as she guided him to the chair by the window. Bill sat down and Amber sat with him on his lap. She wrapped her arms around him. However, the concern on his face was still there, but it was also mixed with a hint of confusion.
It's really not a big deal. Before we left town, I went to the pharmacy to get a refill on my birth control. Unfortunately, they told me that due to a shortage they would be out until next month.
Amber said as she went over the speech she had rehearsed multiple times. What she wasn't prepared for was Bill's response.
Damn, honey. So that's it. I thought it was something serious. Well, that's fine. We have been talking about having kids soon anyways, right?
Bill laughed with a smile. Amber was momentarily stunned. She was not expecting him to answer with something like that. She did want to have kids with Bill. More than anything in the world. Any woman dreamed of being a mother. Raising a family with the man she loves. But she knew deep down that he wanted to explore his fantasy more, and now, she did too.
Yes, of course, baby. But with work, and everything, are you sure we are really ready?
Amber said quietly.
I'm ready when you are ready. It would be my dream to raise a family with you, Bill said genuinely.
Amber leaned forward and kissed him gently on his cheek. She needed to be more decisive and take charge, otherwise this would never work. After their anniversary night, she and Bill would have a genuine discussion about their future. Nothing would make her happier, but now was not the time.
We can talk about it soon, but I thought of something that we could do that would be fun and to make our anniversary night a bit more special.
HM?
What's that?
Bill said with a confused look.
Well?
Amber took a deep breath and just went for it. What if you wore condoms until our anniversary? I'd be able to get another refill around then, and it would be exciting to make you wait to really have me again. I thought it would make our night even more special.
Amber's face was bright red as she finished her words, not even able to look Bill in the eyes as she said it. Not because she was embarrassed, but because she knew the real reason why she was doing it.
Wow. Were the only words Bill could form at that moment. He saw the embarrassment on his wife's face and chose his next words carefully.
He hasn't worn condoms in years.
Since the beginning of their relationship, actually.
However, the more he thought about it, the more he actually liked his wife's little plan.
You know what? I kind of actually like that, Bill said finally.
Amber's face perked up.
Really?
Bill laughed, seeing her reaction.
Actually, yeah. Don't get me wrong, this next month is going to be hell. But I do think it would make our night even more special.
Bill smiled.
I'm so happy to hear you say that. I was worried you wouldn't like my little plan, Amber said as relief flooded her body, followed by a surge of other emotions.
She actually had done it. She felt so naughty and bad, she really wanted her anniversary night to come faster to see Bill's reaction when he found out the truth. Not once did it cross her mind that she was going too far.
Only time would tell. I was a little surprised, but I'm more surprised that you came up with such a devious plan all by yourself. This month is going to be torture.
Bill laughed, pulling Amber closer to him and giving her a long sensual kiss.
Well, we have a bit more time before we have to go to the wedding.
Amber got up and gave him a devilish smile. Bill looked at her, immediately realizing what she had planned. Amber went over to her suitcase and grabbed the box of condoms she bought before they left. She pulled out a condom from the package and walked back over to her husband.
Bill watched with wide eyes as she kneeled before him.
Are you sure?
We don't have long, Bill said with a croaky voice.
I think we can be quick.
Amber smiled up at him. She finally unbuckled his belt and unzipped his dress pants. It didn't take her long to fish out his already semi-hard cock. Amber gave Bill a sexy smile and began stroking his cock, making it fully erect not long after.
Baby. You were definitely excited. Was it because I brought up Jack? Or maybe David? I wonder what they would think if they saw me right now.
Amber giggled, seeing the effect her words had on him.
Fuck Amber. You're already driving me crazy and we didn't even start yet.
That made Amber smile, while continuing to stroke Bill with one hand. She reached over to the condom with her other hand and raised it to her lips, ripping it open with her teeth. Bill wasn't sure why, but seeing that action was so erotic, it made his already hard cock twitch in her soft hands. Amber suddenly came up with an idea. She put the condom between her lips and grabbed Bill's dick with both of her hands. While staring up at him with her ocean blue eyes, she slid her lips to the tip of his cock, using her tongue to wrap the condom around her husband's dick. The same way she did with Jack not too long ago. Bill's eyes were as wide as saucers as he watched his wife. When the hell did she learn this? He thought mentally. Before he could ponder on it some more, Amber finally slid to the base of his cock, making the condom nice and snug on him. It was a foreign feeling to Bill. He hadn't worn a condom in years. As he was trying to get accustomed to the weird feeling, Amber stood up and turned away from him. He watched as his wife slowly pulled her dress up until it hiked up over her ass cheeks. As her luscious, beautiful ass came into view, Bill couldn't do anything but sound out a deep gulp. Amber turned her head back and smiled sexily back at her husband. She loved seeing the look of lust and amazement on his face. Her pussy was becoming more and more wet by the second. This would be the first time since the beginning of their relationship they would be using a condom.
Honey, you look so damn good,
Bill said with admiration. Amber's heart fluttered hearing the love in his voice. She wasted no time and positioned herself right in front of Bill. She moved her sexy thong that she was wearing to the side and bent over. She then grabbed a hold of Bill's condom-covered cock and positioned him right on her wet pussy lips. Then, while looking into each other's eyes, she slowly slid down until Bill completely penetrated her with his whole cock. Amber's eyes fluttered as they looked into each other's eyes. Bill felt like there was a barrier between them, but still felt an amazing sensation. Amber's body was on fire. Knowing why she was making her husband wear a condom was so naughty. Knowing Jack, the man she practically hated, would eventually fuck her once again with no condom, while Bill, the man she loves, would have wear one was one of the naughtiest things she's ever done. Amber sat straight up and began bouncing up and down in her husband's lap. Their eyes never stopped looking at each other. Occasionally they would both glance down to where they were connected, then back at each other, signaling to each other they can't believe what they were doing. Each getting excited for two very different reasons. Amber wanted to push Bill over the edge quickly so she couldn't help but tease him.
Do you think David would like this view? Oh fuck baby, you're driving me crazy.
Oh yeah?
So you think he would? Could you imagine it? Me bouncing on his big dick? Shaking my ass and body all over him. But you know what would be different, honey?
Bill didn't answer and just gave her a confused expression. Amber leaned over and whispered in his ear.
He wouldn't be wearing a condom.
Bill was already on edge, but hearing his wife's indecent words proved to be too much. It didn't take long for him to groan out and fill the condom that was being gripped by his wife's pussy. Amber's body shivered, feeling her husband come inside the condom. She felt a tinge of sadness, not feeling that intimate feeling she grew so accustomed to, but she knew the payoff would be eventually worth it. Once Bill found out how naughty she's been, she could only imagine his reaction.
God damn, that was pretty hot. I still can't believe you came up with such an evil plan. When did I marry such a vixen?
Bill laughed while kissing Amber on the cheek. Amber just smiled in return. If only Bill knew what she was thinking. One could only wonder what Bill's reaction would be when he found out this plan actually came from a certain neighbor that he couldn't stand. It was a Thursday morning at the hospital. Amber had a long weekend out of town at the wedding and hadn't got back in town until late Sunday night. Worst of all was the whole week at work was hectic. With patients and paperwork, the weekend couldn't come fast enough. However, even with all that going on, another topic was running rampant in Amber's mind. Why hadn't Jack contacted her? It wasn't that she was going crazy over wanting his cock, even though she had more than her share of wet fantasies remembering it. Thinking about the crazy events that have occurred made her have goosebumps all over. It was more of a curiosity. He told her he had something exciting planned for her this week. Before he left the park, he even asked once again if Bill got excited seeing her do things with him that she hasn't ever done. But now it was already Thursday and she hasn't heard a word from him. Did something change? Maybe he had something planned for the weekend? She was getting annoyed that he was keeping her on her toes. What made matters worse was that Bill had started wearing condoms over the weekend. It made her feel so bad and naughty to deny her husband in such a way, but it also made her feel unsatisfied. What made the sex with Bill so great to her was their connection. Feeling him come deep inside of her was a feeling she had grown to love over their years together. Now with the condom, it felt like there was a barrier there. Well, technically there literally was. Amber shook these thoughts from her head that plagued her mind all week. She was on her way to the office to complete some paperwork after making her rounds to her patients. As she was nearing her office door, a co-worker came around the corner and saw her.
Oh, Amber! I was looking for you!
Her co-worker said enthusiastically. Amber smiled.
Well, here I am. Did you get those test results I asked for?
Yes.
Here you go!
She said as she handed over a stack of papers.
Oh, and one of your old patients came by looking for you. He said he needed to talk to you about a plan you guys had discussed. He's waiting for you in your office!
Her co-worker said politely, before waving goodbye.
Old patient?
Plan? Amber was confused on who it could be. Amber took the final steps into her office and stepped in. What she discovered on the inside made her jaw drop to the floor. In her office chair sat none other than Jack. The same chair where she was the most professional, the epitome of her very career and her status as a well-educated, sophisticated woman. In the chair and room, of which she held authority. Amber had advised more than one new employee from that very chair. Now Jack was in it. But as if that was not bad enough, he had his shorts around his ankles, with his giant cock in one hand, mid-stroking. In his other hand, Jack held a picture frame. As Jack saw Amber walk in, he turned it towards her.
Look how cute you are in that black gown. You can barely tell that there's a killer body underneath.
Jack laughed. He's masturbating to my graduation picture? That bastard. Amber fumed internally. Not only had he barged into her office, not only did he sit in her chair with his magnificent cock, he also sat there stroking that big dick to a picture that represented a moment of her pride, more or less making a joke out of her career. Everywhere she turned, Jack seemed to have tainted more and more of her life. The door was still open, and she was just standing there horrified at what she was looking at. Jack broke her trance by saying,
"You might want to close that door. Someone might see us."
Amber snapped out of it and quickly shut the door. She turned back to look towards Jack with a furious, horrified expression with her hands still pushing the door, worried as if someone might barge in.
"What the hell are you doing here?"
Amber hissed violently. She couldn't even think of what people would think if someone saw them together.
"Well, I was waiting for you and saw this sexy picture of you. Seeing the smart, sophisticated version of you got me all hot and bothered, so I decided to relieve myself while I waited for you."
Jack said as if what he was doing was completely normal. Amber shook her head, not believing what she was hearing.
"Relieve yourself? Are you crazy? What are you even doing here? Don't tell me you're actually thinking about—"
Jack interrupted her.
"Yep, that's exactly what I'm thinking."
Amber's head had practically not stopped shaking side to side since she walked into the room.
"No. No way. What if someone catches us?"
Jack could help but smirk, seeing that her resistance was still there. He enjoyed breaking it down and seeing her succumb to the taboo pleasure. Jack also couldn't help but notice that she had said no due to being caught, not to being fucked at work, something Jack had guessed Bill had never done.
"Doesn't that make it more exciting? Plus, I pretty much guessed that this is something you and Bill have never done? In here?"
Jack said, waving his hand in a circle. Amber stood straight by the door now, her hands covering her chest, the shock subsiding slightly. Only slightly, though.
"Absolutely not. There's no way,"
Amber began, but Jack calmly interrupted her.
"If I walked over to you and fucked you where you stood, would you even resist?"
Jack said calmly. Amber shut up immediately. She felt her legs slightly trembling, almost from anticipation. Anticipation from what was surely not to happen.
"Right. You really are crazy. This is crazy. How am I supposed to even do something like this?"
Amber finally said after a brief silence.
"Is it really crazy? Crazier than doing it by a waterfall? In a public men's restroom? On your bed while your husband slept in the room next door? Stop fooling yourself. Compared to what we have been doing lately, is this actually that far out there? Jack said with an authoritative voice. Jack stood up and Amber gasped. He was right. There was no resistance. After the last hookup, Jack drove her to extreme orgasms. On top of Bill's fantasy completely rubbing off on her to the point it was now her own. She wanted to tease Bill. She wanted to be the naughty hot wife for him. She could pretend it wasn't true, but a significant part of Amber knew that Jack could have her any way he wanted, whenever he wanted. The lackluster sex with Bill all week had left her constant in yearn for something more. Doing it with a condom just wasn't the same. Maybe the lack of feeling her husband inside of her also left Amber in an even more fragile state. During her contemplation, Jack had started to slowly make his way towards her. Her heart was thumping hard, her breath becoming even more shallow. She looked at his huge cock as it swayed with each step. I'm going to fuck you in this room, in your office, and I know there is nothing you're going to do about it. I know deep down you want this just as much as me. Jack decided to throw extra fuel to the fire that burned within Amber. I know you want me and my big dick that fucks you in here for the first time, not your dumbass fucking husband. Ever since he fucked her bare once again, he knew that he had her. He stopped treading lightly around her. He was going to take what he wanted and he knew she was going to end up loving it. She couldn't even help it and he knew it. So he decided the next time he took her, he wanted it to be somewhere different, somewhere even more taboo. Jack finally reached Amber. He stood in front of her for a moment roaming her body with his eyes. Even when she was dressed professionally, she still looked like a high-priced model. Suddenly, without warning, Jack grabbed Amber by the arm, turned her around and shoved her against the door. Amber moaned unintentionally due to his forceful nature. The way he could just dominate her where she was supposed to be the boss, Amber couldn't help but become turned on. Luckily the door was more or less soundproof, as when she hit the door, it made a small thump. Jack was worried he had been too rough. He wanted to push her buttons, but the thump was louder than he anticipated. Those worries quickly disappeared when he looked straight down and saw that juicy ass of hers, tightly hugged by her clothes. Jack pressed up against her from behind, with his cock against her ass. Even through the layers of clothes she could feel that he was already rock hard. Jack moved her work coat out of the way, and fumbled with her tight work pants, sliding it down with her thong to her ankles. You're probably used to hearing about how lucky your husband is to have you. Jack said, leaning in her ear, whispering cruelly. I guess I'm about to be the lucky one now. Fuck. Amber moaned, knowing what was about to happen. Leaning against the door, nothing but a few inches between her and the crowded corridor outside. Amber could feel Jack grab her ass cheek with his right hand and guide his cock to her pussy with his left. She didn't need any foreplay, she was more than wet enough. Jack easily slid into her, slowly traveling deep into her. Jack, you're so fucking thick, oh fuck. Jack bottomed inside her a few times, then started thrusting frantically into her. Amber couldn't believe how good it felt. Has it really been this good the other times? How had she not become truly hooked on this magnificent cock? Not having bare sex in over a week had her sensitivity going wild. Finally having a bare cock inside her, a great one as Jack's no less, really drove her into a fast orgasm. It ripped through her before she had time to react. Jack relentlessly fucked her straight through the orgasm, thrusting his bare cock deep into her. Giving her something she hadn't had in too long. After coming down from her orgasm, reality started to set. Amber had just let Jack once again fuck her off camera, once again bareback. The least she could do is put a stop to this so she could get the camera ready. But the devil on her shoulder was not so reasonable. Maybe just a bit longer, Amber thought. Amber figured she'd let Jack have his way with her for a bit more to settle him down more, plus she knew he had amazing stamina. They could film plenty in a bit. Also, it just felt too good to Amber being filled up by something other than latex in over a week. Again, another orgasm started to build. It wasn't as powerful as the first bliss, but came down strong still. Amber could feel Jack getting more frantic and erratic. She knew he was getting close, then an evil thought came to her. Since he wanted to tease her, she would do the same. Amber pushed back, pushing Jack completely off of her. What the foo? Jack began about to blow up in curses. He was getting close and she cut him off at the worst time. He was red-faced with his wet cock in hand. Amber stared at him, trying not to glance at his cock that was soaked in her juices, sweat forming between her clothes and body as she pulled her work pants back up. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. We need to record it for my anniversary gift. Don't forget why I'm doing this. Jack shook his head. He had thought he had cleared his way to take off, but Amber remained ever vigilant in her dedication to please her husband with their videos. In some twisted way, it was actually kind of touching. But Jack didn't fret. He knew he had more than one round stored in him, and if Amber wanted to drag it out, then all the more fun for him. And her, of course. Jack continued. Fine, you have your phone, right? The faster you get this done, the faster you can get on with your day. Hopefully no one bothers us. Jack laughed, walking back to her chair. Amber could not believe the predicament she was currently in. Her office was where her professionalism resided. It was where she spent years of school and hard work to get to. Could she actually keep risking it all just for a temporary thrill? The more she thought about it, the more she knew she couldn't delay any longer. What would Bill think when he found out she did something so risque? That, however, also made her realize how sexy it would be for Bill if she did. It would be so naughty and taboo. Jack was slowly marking her in every part of her life. He was breaking all her walls down, slowly tainting every aspect about herself. Was that a good thing or a bad thing? Amber knew before this fantasy with her husband, her life was bland. There was no excitement. It scared her because it had nothing to do with Bill. It was herself. That's why she went along with this whole fantasy of his. But in that process she found herself. She enjoyed being a tease. Doing something outlandish. Pleasing her husband, even if it meant pleasing another man. She had zero emotional feelings for Jack. In fact, she loathed him. Maybe that's why the sex with him was so different and exciting. He had just made her orgasm twice faster than she had in her life right in her own office. A man as despicable as him could constantly take her to heights she never experienced. Like the waterfall. Like the men's bathroom. And now. Like her office. Amber could practically hear her heart beating in her chest. Like a drum banging in her ears. She hadn't even realized when it happened, but she had subconsciously walked before Jack and kneeled before him. He was sitting in her office chair that she used almost every day. The same office chair that made her feel successful and proud. Now he was receiving those same feelings, but for totally different reasons. Jack watched her fighting internally in her mind. But during that battle she instinctively walked and kneeled before him like it's where she belonged. She looked so sexy wearing her work clothes as she was on her knees before him. Amber was wearing a nice button-up shirt with work pants, and a doctor's medical coat that went down to mid-thigh. She even had on those work heels doctors usually wear. It was a professional outfit which made the situation even more erotic. He glanced at the picture he had put down and back at her between his legs. This smart, beautiful, sophisticated woman was about to show him a side of her that no one in her life got to see. Not even her husband. It was a side specifically reserved for him. A side that he had perfectly molded. Jack's cock was still out in the open. Amber's eyes were darting back and forth to Jack's eyes and his thick, bare cock. Her lips slightly parted seeing his perfect, wet cock standing at full mast. After a few moments, Jack broke the tension.
Wait. Where's your phone?
Amber snapped out of her trance and was horrified when she realized she was already on her knees before him, just inches away from wrapping her lips on his thick cock. She couldn't believe herself. He was just fucking her against the door, and finally she made him stop so she could record their illicit acts. But Amber's mind was running so rampant that she almost forgot once again. If it wasn't for Jack's warning, she might have started again, her mind drowning in the taboo pleasure. She quickly stood up embarrassed and angry at herself for almost losing control once again. She grabbed her purse that was hung up on the wall. She fished her phone out, and walked again before Jack. She wasn't sure what to do and stood before him fidgeting with the phone in her hands. She knew she should say something and make him leave, but no words could come out. It was as if she was coming to grips that Jack would get what he wanted. Amber couldn't believe herself at the moment. This was her office. This was where she felt the most confident. Where she often had new employees nervous, fidgeting when getting their introduction to the hospital. Now the roles were reversed. Jack was just sitting in her chair like earlier, but the scene was even more different than when she had walked in. Now sat a sweaty, husky man with a glistening cock standing on full past. Jack was looking at her practically panting, waiting impatiently. He had practically turned her into his little plaything right in her own office. If she hadn't stopped him, he would have fucked her until he came all over her. Jack reached out his hand for the phone.
Open the camera and let me see it.
Amber did what he asked and by instinct started to kneel before him once again. Jack suddenly stopped her.
Wait, take off your clothes.
Jack.
Can I just?
No, you can't just.
You need to let go already. Don't you want to make a good video for your husband? Imagine how he's going to react when he sees this. You can't look all timid and grumpy. Bring out that slut in you. We both know it's there.
Jack said using his old reliable saying. Bringing up Bill always worked, and in this circumstance it was no different. Amber's mind started to race. What would Bill actually think when he sees this? The other videos were very naughty, but the last time in the restroom she didn't record anything. This is going to be the first time Bill would see me with Jack without a condom. Shouldn't I make it sexy for him? Amber thought internally. Before Jack's eyes, Amber's demeanor slowly changed. She quickly took back the phone from him and propped it up on her desk so it captured the both of them. Making sure it was a good frame, she pressed record. Then Amber turned her attention back to Jack. He gulped seeing the fire in her eyes. He automatically knew he was in for a ride.
You're such an asshole. I can't believe you're making me do this. In my office at work no less.
She said to him as she took off her coat before tossing it on top of him. Then she turned towards the camera.
And you. Look what you've done. Because of your fantasy Jack is going to get to fuck me all over my office. Something even you haven't done. Does that make you happy? Well, you better watch good. I'm going to fuck him so good, baby. Stroke your pathetic cock and watch as a real cock fucks me.
Amber said with venom in her voice. As she spoke, she took off a piece of her clothing one at a time, until she was standing just in her bra and thong. She felt her stomach plummet saying such harsh words to Bill. But she knew what excited him, and the fantasy was so deep in her that it now also excited her. Every time Amber got into character, she let go more and more of her inhibitions. To the point now she was becoming a pro at it. But deep down she knew she enjoyed it now as much as Bill would. She would never belittle and talk down to her husband. She loved him too much for that, but because she knew that being mean and unlike herself let Bill see a different side of herself always excited him beyond belief. And now it did for her too. Humiliating the man she loves while pleasing the man she hates. It was such a taboo act. one done out of pure love. Love so strong that they were able to do and say these types of things. In some strange way, Amber started to appreciate Jack for his role in her and Bill's life. Not that she could ever fall for such a despicable man, even if his cock was the best she ever had. She just started to slowly realize if it wasn't for him, her and Bill would have never been able to explore this fantasy. Letting her and Bill's sexual desires to come full bloom. Evolving their marriage and relationship into something more. Man, Bill. You sure have one hell of a wife. Jack said, looking Amber up and down. I mean, look at her, dressed all sophisticated on the outside but dressed so naughty on the inside. Amber blushed hearing him. She did enjoy wearing naughty lingerie to work, no one aware that under her professional outfit she was walking around in something so racy. She had on a white see-through bra with a matching thong. She also hasn't always done this, it started ever since Bill had told her about his fantasy. It sometimes amazed her how ever since she had become more sexual in her marriage and how many aspects of her life had changed. Like wearing naughty lingerie to work. Here, put this back on. Jack said, handing her back her medical coat. Amber was confused why he was trying to put more clothes on her, but she didn't bother asking and put the coat back on. Now, doctor, why don't you give me a checkup? Jack said. Amber thought it was the cheesiest line but just went along with it. She grabbed a stethoscope off the wall by where she was standing and put it on like she was really doing a checkup. Jack couldn't believe how sexy Amber looked at the moment. She was wearing her professional medical coat with the stethoscope wrapped around her neck, but underneath was just her see-through lingerie. She gave off the perfect description of sophisticated and sexy at the same time. Amber had always had a body that was built to fuck, but at this moment she never looked more sexually appealing. She gave off this aura of wanting to be dominated. Amber leaned forward and put the metal end of the stethoscope on Jack's chest. Seems like everything is normal here. That's not what I'm worried about. My groin feels very agitated lately. Can you check for me? Amber rolled her eyes, hearing another cheesy line, but that still didn't stop her from getting on her knees once again in front of this despicable patient of hers. She grabbed his dick with one hand and put the end of the stethoscope on his bare cock. Jack's cock twitched, feeling the metal on his bare skin. Still looks normal to me, might be a little on the large size, but that's about it. Amber said teasingly while glancing at the camera. She was enjoying playing the sexy doctor. Her and Bill have roleplayed before but never with their jobs, but now she hoped they did something like that in the future. Can you do some tests to make sure, doc? Jack laughed, trying to stay in character. Amber dropped the stethoscope and used both hands to jerk his cock while looking up at him. Does that feel good? I'm not hurting you, am I? Amber said with her sweetest voice. Jack's cock immediately swelled hearing her sexy voice. No. No, that's perfect. Jack leaned his head back and enjoyed her sensual handjob. Amber leaned forward and started to kiss the base of his thick cock. The extra stimulation made his big dick stand immediately at full mast. Jack looked down and watched this sexy doctor kiss and stroke his cock. Amber felt Jack's eyes piercing down at her. Without taking her eyes off of him, she put the end of the stethoscope back on his cock. What surprised her was she actually felt his pulse beating through his thick penis. Amber continued her playful act and put the stethoscope on different parts of his giant dick, before saying, Oh yes. Nothing wrong here. A perfect healthy organ you have. Jack had enough of this roleplay. He leaned forward and hit stop on the recording. You're really enjoying this, aren't you? Are you sure you've never done this? Amber shook her head side to side, as she went back to using both her hands to stroke him sensually. Well, you're giving one hell of a show, but I just wanted to say I can't wait for your dumbass husband to watch me corrupt your beautiful body in your own office. Make sure he realizes his place. Make you realize who really pleases you the best. Amber didn't even say a word, she just leaned forward and kissed the tip of his cock. As if she was challenging it. No matter how good Jack could fuck her, he would never be able to break her love for Bill. That she was extremely confident about, but that danger is what excited Bill and even herself. Jack leaned forward and pressed record again, and Amber responded by swallowing his whole cock. It was always an amazing sight seeing this beautiful woman take his whole cock. Not many women could accomplish such a task. Slurp. 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 Amber made loud noises sucking up and down. She knew she would be taking this bare cock in its entirety, so she wanted to make it as wet as possible. It surprised not only Jack but also Amber how quickly she got comfortable. Just a few minutes ago she walked in horrified watching him stroke his cock. Now she was on her knees half naked sucking that same cock. How far down the rabbit's hole is she going to fall? That unknown excited her to no end. Jack finally asked the question that's been wrestling with his brain for the past week and a half. So did you tell your little husband about the plan we had for him? Amber stopped sucking and made slurping noises as she dragged her lips up his cock. MMMPPHHH. Yes, I told him. Amber glanced at the camera seductively. I told him exactly what you told me to say. He's going to wear condoms while I let you fuck me raw. My own husband has to wear condoms while my despicable neighbor gets to fuck me however he wants. Jack laughed. Good, good. He steered her head back onto his thick rod, while staring at the camera himself now. Sorry, buddy, don't blame her, it was my idea. You don't have to thank me either, I thought it would be a fun little add-on to her already naughty gift. I bet you can't wait to slide your dick inside her wet pussy. To tell you the truth, I can't wait either. Jack said while laughing. Amber's pussy gushed hearing his words. Everything she was doing was so wrong, but it only made the experience even more exciting. It was at this moment Jack thought of an evil idea to intensify their illicit situation. Making sure Amber was busy sucking his cock, Jack dialed a number and put the phone to his ear. Amber was attacking Jack's thick cock, soaking it with saliva from different angles when Jack's next words threw her mind in disarray.
"Hey, what's up, Bill?"
Jack said. Amber glanced up and saw Jack smiling down at her with a cocky smile with his phone to his ear. Amber was shocked. Jack's cock fell out of her mouth and her mouth was open aghast at what was taking place. She whispered as quietly as she could, almost mouthing her words.
"What are you doing?"
Jack waved her off with one of his hands and rested it on the back of her head, steering her back on top of his cock.
"Sorry to bother you at work, neighbor. I'm actually putting a desk together. I just received it, but my power drill took a shit on me. Do you have a spare one I can borrow?"
Amber couldn't believe what was taking place. She was on her knees for her neighbor, sucking his huge cock in her own office while he talked to her husband over the phone. She had did something like this before in the beginning of the fantasy, and it turned her on immensely when it happened. But at that time, Bill knew what was taking place. He had no idea that his wife was being so naughty at the moment. That's when Amber remembered her phone that was still recording. He would eventually watch this later. Amber's pussy couldn't have become more wet at that moment, as she glanced over at the camera. She sucked with even more passion, practically creating a vacuum with her lips, while pressing her tongue onto his cock, inadvertently coaxing Jack to come. Though Jack was holding steady, his forehead started to sweat. Amber would occasionally glance up at him, and back to the camera. The sounds she was making started to pick up due to her giving him the sloppiest blowjob to date. Amber realized what she was doing was so naughty, and wanted to punish Jack for putting her in this situation. She removed her lips and licked the tip of his cock, whispering,
"You're so fucking big daddy."
Jack covered the mic with his hand.
"You better stop making so much noise or your dumbass husband is gonna get suspicious."
"Oh yeah, sorry, Bill. Been working all day on this damn desk. It's been a real project." Jack smiled down, seeing Amber knowing back to sucking him off, slower and more sensual now.
"Well, hey, I really appreciate letting me borrow your things. I'll make sure I don't break it too much or anything."
Jack laughed at his innuendo. Amber heard Bill's voice but couldn't make out what he was saying. She glanced over at the camera and mouthed,
"I love you so much."
Jack saw this and couldn't take it any longer.
"Alright, Bill, I'll stop by once at your home. See ya."
Click.
"God damn, you fucking slut. You wanna tease me while I'm on the phone with your hubby? Huh?"
Amber glanced at the camera and back up to Jack while nodding her head with her mouth back on his dick. She continued her blowjob slowly and as sensually as possible. Bill was probably at work, not even realizing his wife was being corrupted in such a way. Jack watched her bob up and down on him as he sucked and slurped on his impressive dick. Amber was getting into it now, and doing such an act in her office no less only added to her excitement. She couldn't believe how bad she was at the moment. She could already feel her thong wet with her juices. Jack decided he wanted to see how much this slutty wife could handle. He extended both of his hands and gathered all her hair that was falling down her back and shoulders, gripping it until it was in a ball in one hand. Amber felt his movements and glanced up at him. The sight of her hair gripped in his hand and glancing up at him was perfectly captured on the phone that was still recording next to where Jack was sitting. She felt so dominated and small before him. Even though she was actually maybe an inch taller than him, he felt like a much bigger person at the moment. Suddenly she felt Jack's grip on her hair tighten.
"I've had enough of your teasing. I'm going to use your mouth how I want. I'll show your husband the way you want to be treated deep down,"
Jack bellowed with a deep voice. Amber couldn't even respond with her mouth full of his cock, but her eyes said all that needed to be said. With one hand gripping her hair, and the other resting on the back of her head, Jack began thrusting her up and down his massive, thick cock. Amber realized at that moment she was lucky she didn't have a gag reflex. But even so, due to Jack using her as a plaything, Amber struggled to take his cock at the speed he was pulling her up and down his cock. What made matters worse was Jack started thrusting his hips as he forced his cock deeper and deeper into Amber's perfect mouth and throat.
"God! Fuck yes! Look at you take that cock!"
Jack groaned.
"Before you were too shy to even suck your husband's own cock, and now I'm using your mouth as if it's a pussy in your own office. Watch this, Bill. Watch as I corrupt your beautiful wife."
Jack was belligerent in lust as he held her head in place and started thrusting his thick dick deep into her mouth. Amber couldn't do anything but take it. She felt ashamed at how she must have looked at the moment, but what made it worse was her body never felt more excited. He was treating her like she was some sort of toy and she was actually loving it. It didn't escape Jack's eyes that as he did this, he noticed one of Amber's hands left the side of his hips and started touching her pussy. This gave him the confidence to treat her however he pleased. Amber's mouth was gagging not from not being able to take his cock, far from it actually, but because the speed at which he was thrusting made his cock covered in her saliva which she was struggling to swallow all of. The blowjob slowly turned into Jack using her mouth as his personal fuckhole. Her saliva dripped and splashed all over the floor and herself. Jack loved how she looked at the moment. He almost wanted to ask to watch this video himself because he knew what he was capturing at the moment was special. How many other men would pay to see this moment? He pushed those thoughts from his mind and concentrated on shoving his cock deeper and deeper down this beautiful wife's throat. Amber was reaching her limit to the point even her eyes started to water. Jack noticed this and gave her a few more thrusts and finally slid head up and off his wet cock.
"Umba!"
Amber gasped as she finally was able to take a deep breath. Without even thinking, she licked her lips as she looked up at Jack as if she was asking for more. This got a reaction from Jack's saliva-covered cock as it twitched in Amber's face. He grabbed her by the chin with one hand and his cock with another. You like it when I use your mouth like that? Jack said as he slapped Amber's cheek with his cock, making it slightly wet from her saliva, which reminded Amber how he just treated her. Amber didn't answer but just started up defiantly with her icy blue eyes. Jack loved that look. His back had goosebumps seeing it once again. This was a proud woman, but that didn't stop him from treating her like she was a common whore. It gave him great satisfaction that she always ended up succumbing to his cock all because of her love for her husband. Jack slapped her other cheek with his cock.
Huh? Isn't that right? Face fucking you in your office excites you, doesn't it?
Jack lifted his cock and settled it right on her face as she continued to look up at him. He slid it left and right, coating her whole face with her own saliva. Amber either couldn't or didn't want to respond. Instead, she internally marveled at the weight and thickness of his cock. She couldn't believe that she took this massive specimen inside of her, more than once. Her body started to heat up knowing that it was going to experience this amazing cock filling her up once again. Her mind kept fighting with her urges, reminding her how bad her actions really were. To do this in her office at work while her coworkers walked in the halls just on the other side of the door just a couple feet away. Due to the internal fight Amber was having, could be why she allowed Jack to treat her in such a way. She felt her mind becoming numb as her face got defiled and soaked with his saliva-covered cock. Jack just slid and slapped his cock all over her face and neck until she couldn't help but slowly start to succumb to her dark thoughts and urges. Every slap of his cock sent a jolt throughout her body. What shocked Jack, however, was what she did next. Amber closed her eyes and leaned her head further up. She opened her mouth and stuck her tongue out. Amber wasn't sure what came over her either, but in this moment, her instincts took over. Jack smiled seeing her actions. He became more forceful by slapping her with his thick dick, slapping it on her tongue now also.
I knew you would start to like it. Look at you, you become the most perfect slut whenever you need to.
Jack grunted as he looked down at her. Amber suddenly opened her eyes and looked at the camera next to him. She twirled her tongue on his cock that was now resting on her lips.
Yes, I'm such a slut for you, cock daddy. My husband should have never told me his stupid fantasy. Now I'm on my knees in my own office sucking this fat thing.
Amber moaned as she reached up and stroked his cock, waving it side to side as she emphasized the word fat. Jack responded by putting his hand on the back of her head and pushed it down back on his cock. Immediately moaning and slurping sounds filled the office room. Jack wasn't forceful with her this time. He just rested his hand on the back of her head while she continued to give him the sloppiest blowjob. What pleased Jack, however, was that her speed and intensity was no less when he was face-fucking her. Jack enjoyed it for a good while until he finally had enough. He grabbed Amber by her hair and pulled her off his dick. She left a string of saliva that connected her lips to the tip of his cock. Amber continued to breathe heavily as she caught her breath and glanced up at her asshole neighbor. Jack took a mental picture, hoping to never forget this moment.
Bend over your desk, Jack ordered.
His words made Amber's body shiver once again. The thought of Jack actually fucking her at work was almost too much to handle. She couldn't believe she was actually about to go through with it. Jack was growing impatient. He stood up and pushed the chair he was sitting on out of the way. In one quick motion, he grabbed Amber by her arm and picked her off the floor.
Jack! Wait!
Amber tried protesting, but it was met with no success. Without any hesitation, he stood her in front of her desk and bent her over, knocking the phone down that was still recording, in the process. Jack saw this and grabbed the phone and hit pause on the recording.
It's too late for any waiting. You want this to happen just as much as me. Now let's make a sexy video for your husband to get off to, or do you actually want someone to catch us?
Jack challenged her. Amber, who was bent over the desk and resting her elbows on it, stared back at Jack. She knew there was no stopping him. He was going to get what he wanted. And he was right. If she didn't hurry up, someone could actually catch them. Amber pushed herself off the desk and stood up straight. Jack frowned, thinking she was going to try to back out, but was proved wrong as he watched her slowly take off her medical coat, letting it drop on the floor next to them. She followed that by staring back at Jack as she slid off her sexy thong. Jack watched her with fire in his eyes, his lust growing by the second as she lifted each of her legs to completely remove her thong. Before Amber could even take off her bra or heels, Jack's patience ran out. He couldn't take it anymore and once again pushed Amber slowly over her desk.
Jack, hold oh fuck. Fuck, okay.
His hands roamed around her body, tracing his fingers along her wet slit. Amber was already on edge due to the predicament that she was in. Feeling his fingers stroking her wet pussy lips made her back arch like a cat.
Jack, fuck. I'm going crazy.
Amber whispered out, that even Jack, who was right behind her, could barely hear. Amber waited and waited, but his cock never came. She felt his presence behind her but couldn't understand what was taking him so long. Was he trying to make her wait to drive her crazier? If so, it was working extremely well. She glanced behind her and saw Jack sitting back in her chair and rolled up right behind her. Before she could think of anything else, Jack began to spread her plump ass cheeks. He was taking his time to squeeze and maul them with his thick hands. Finally, Jack leaned forward and ran his tongue all along her ass cheeks and up her wet pussy lips, until he reached her tight asshole. He then forcibly shoved his tongue all the way through, making Amber practically shout out loud.
Jack! No! Not there! Oh god, fuck, fuck!
With abandon, Jack left nothing behind as he started to eat her out viciously. Amber's moans became erratic and even more ecstatic as time passed. It was so naughty, the experience that she was feeling. Even though he's done this before, it was something she wasn't yet too sure how much she wanted to explore. At least not with Jack. However, Jack took what he wanted, and now it seemed like he wanted to eat her ass. Something that Bill would be able to eventually see that this wasn't the first time he had done this. And soon understand that Jack had taken another thing he's yet to have done with his own wife. Making her love it.
Yes.
Oh my god, Jack.
Don't stop.
Eat my ass.
Oh fuck.
Bill hasn't even done this yet.
Yes. Yeses.
Amber moaned with jagged gasps. The all-so-different, pleasurable feeling took over body and gave her another huge orgasm. It amazes how easily this repulsive man could make her come. It was as if she was at his mercy and all she could do was hold on for dear life and let the taboo feelings take over body over and over. As Amber came down from her orgasm, Jack stood up from the chair and looked down at his conquest. Her body still shaking, unknown if it was from her current orgasm or the ones to come. Jack dropped his shorts completely to his ankles and positioned himself right behind her. He took his cock and laid it along her back. Amber could feel the wet tool almost sticking to her skin as it was still wet from a mixture of her own juices and Jack's copious amounts of pre-cum. Jack slightly moved his hips back and forth, stroking his cock against her smooth back before moving his cock down between her magnificent ass cheeks. He marveled at how sexy Amber looked at the moment. She was bent over her office desk, wearing nothing but a see-through white bra and work heels. Her back was arched and her ass presented beautifully for him as he sawed his cock between her jiggly ass cheeks. Amber had her hands laid flat against the desk with her cheek against it as she looked back at Jack. Jack saw a multitude of expressions on her face. Shock. Fear. Lust. But most of all, excitement. Jack continued to slide his cock back and forth, with long and longer strokes. After a few moments, the tip of his cock started to slip down her ass cheeks, grazing the entrance of her prodatial, hovering a mere inch from it. One day, but not today, Jack thought. He knew he was too big for her yet. She needed more training, which he would gladly give her soon enough. Amber was trembling in anticipation from getting fucked. Ever since her stupid condom rule with Bill, she had longed for a proper fucking. What she had gotten from Jack at the door earlier was almost too much, but now she was even more turned on, and the camera was recording. She wanted to provide a great show for Bill, so there was no reason to hold back. You ready? I'm going to fuck you so good right on the desk you work on every day, Jack said with a deep growl. Amber still whispers. Yes, just hurry please. Jack gave her ass a slap. Don't tell me what to do. Now speak up. Amber felt a bolt of electricity go through her when he spanked her. She didn't realize how turned on she actually was until that moment. She had just come and yet her body was still asking for more. Even her hips unconsciously started to sway side to side as if she was inviting him. Just fuck me, Jack. Amber said slightly louder. Louder! Jack slapped her other ass cheek now. Amber was worried someone in the hall might hear them, but she knew that her office walls and doors blocked out a lot of sound. So Amber let go of her inhibitions and closed her eyes. Fuck me please, Daddy. Just fuck me like my idiot husband can't. Give me your big cock. Jack smiled to himself, seeing she was finally ready. She went from being totally against him being here to now she was begging for him to fuck her. Normally Jack had to entice her to humiliate her husband, but now she did it on her accord. Jack set the phone down on the desk against a picture frame and hit record once again. Either out of coincidence or intentional, Jack had set the phone down against a picture of Bill and Amber on their wedding day. Finally, he grabbed his cock with one hand and Amber's ass cheek with the other. He positioned himself and slowly slid his cock in. Amber's body was practically on fire, feeling her neighbor's bare cock enter her. Ever since she started making Bill use condoms, she felt like her body was feeling unsatisfied. Even though Bill would make her come and their sex was great, that feeling of his raw cock was missing, which made her body want for more. She had to admit Jack was right. However, their anniversary night would be much more special because it hadn't even been a week and Amber already was craving for that intimacy with the love of her life. Now, however, she would have to settle for the pure physical pleasure this asshole neighbor she hated would give her.
I fucking miss this feeling. Your pussy is world class, Jack said, lightly slapping her ass cheek.
Amber could do nothing but whimper under him. She couldn't help but admit that his big cock filled her up like none other. Jack only had the head of his cock inside of her, and it was already a heavenly feeling. He slowly slid inch by inch. He wanted to make sure she felt every single part of his cock.
Oh, fuck, fuck. Jack, shit, it's so fucking big.
Amber moaned. Her forehead was on the desk shaking side to side.
It's alright, baby. You'll get used to it, just like last time.
Jack had his hands on her hips and finally finished sliding his whole cock inside of this sexy wife.
That's it, you feel me? That's all of me right there.
Jack leaned over and whispered above Amber. He had his hefty gut practically pushing down Amber even more into her desk and his hips shifted side to side to make sure he got his cock deep into her, stirring up her insides as much as possible.
Oh god, Jack. Fuck, I feel it, I feel it. You're filling me up so much.
Amber whimpered under her despicable neighbor. If anyone were to see this scene, they would think that a man like Jack should never have been with a woman like Amber. Almost twice her age, out of shape, terrible personality. What they didn't understand, however, was that Amber and Jack's body were actually super compatible. The way his thick body dominated her lithe frame, and how his big cock completely filled her up. All this made their sex sessions absolutely a roller coaster of pleasure. Jack glanced to the side where the camera was. It had a perfect shot of Amber's lower back and ass, and where he was connected with her. Both their faces were out of frame. Now that Amber finally took him completely and was getting accustomed to his size now, Jack decided the real fun would begin. He slid out halfway before thrusting back and forcing Amber more on her desk. Amber didn't have anywhere to go, so all she could do was grip the desk tighter and arch her ass higher in the air. Jack's eyes were glued to her jiggly, bubbly ass. His hands squeezed and caressed each ass cheek as he slowly thrust back and forth in her tight pussy. The perfect description of Amber's body was soft. Her ass felt like a jiggly, soft ball of mushiness. Her pussy was just as soft. What drove Jack crazy was how no matter how many times he fucks the sexy wife, her pussy is always as tight as the first time. The grip it had on his cock as it slid in and out of her acted as if it didn't want to let go. Jack's cock was already covered in Amber's saliva, and now due to her wet pussy it was sliding in and out of her perfectly. It was even making a light slick, wet sound every time Jack's hips connected with her perfect heart-shaped ass. "You're really fucking me, oh my god!" That sound is what drove Amber even further over the edge. She was actually recording herself getting fucked by her neighbor over her desk at work. The more she thought about it, the more wet her pussy got, which in turn covered even more of Jack's big cock as it slid in and out of her. Jack found it easier and easier to slide in her tight pussy. So he picked up the pace and was now fucking her at a quick speed. The slapping of her perfect, round ass against his hips filled up the office room. Seeing her ass shake and jiggle in front of him drove Jack crazy. Coupled to the sight of his big cock being gripped like a vice from her pussy, Jack had a euphoric feeling coursing through his body. He couldn't take it and decided to punish her tantalizing ass in front of him. Slap. Jack. Amber moaned under him. Slap. Fuck. Amber was practically losing it. Every slap created a jolt of electricity flooding her body. She learned a while ago she got off on being spanked, especially during sex. Slap. Slap. God, yes. Fuck me, Jack. Fuck me, please. Amber's body was slowly losing control. Her ass that now had light red marks met each of Jack's thrusts. The slapping and wet sounds of their bodies was almost too much to bear. Due to their movement picking up and becoming more and more forceful, the phone that was recording their illicit actions had fallen face down. The only thing being recorded now was the taboo sounds their voices and bodies were making. Look at you, fuck! Sexy ass slut. Jack marveled at her body slamming back into him. Not too long ago, she was too scared to even think about fucking him in her office. Now she was begging him to keep fucking her as she slammed her ass back against him. Amber had her eyes closed with her cheek on the desk. She could help but enjoy the pleasurable sensations Jack's big cock was giving her. Every so often Jack would give her ass a slap, making it jiggle even more. Amber responded by slamming her ass back even harder. Eventually Jack stopped moving and Amber was now fucking herself back onto Jack's massive cock. She would play with how it entered her, letting it reach a certain spot before rotating out. Jack loved watching her practically grind up and down his cock. Shake your ass for me, baby. Jack ordered. Fuck okay. Amber moaned in a whisper. She started literally shaking and jiggling her ass as she rode his cock up and down. Most porn stars couldn't even do this motion, but Amber did it almost perfectly. Her fit, amazing body definitely gave her the advantage of letting her use her hips and muscles more fluidly. Jack was getting close. He had waited almost 2 weeks to fuck her tight pussy again, so he wasn't worried that he wouldn't be able to get hard quickly again after coming the first time. Jack, however, knew Amber was on edge. Making her husband wear a condom was only step one of his plan. He wanted her to be on edge next time he took her because he wanted to finally experience the heavenly feeling of coming inside her when she orgasmed. Now was the perfect time. He felt her body slowly tense up, and he wasn't that far either. Jack once again started meeting her halfway, and she practically danced on his cock. This time, however, he was giving her long, forceful thrust. Amber had to stop moving eventually and brace herself more on the desk. Her ass was as high as it could go in the air with her back arched. Jack! Fuck, oh my god! You're fucking me so hard! Amber whined. Yeah? You like that? You like when daddy fucks you nice and hard? Jack said while looking down at her sexy body. Yes, oh fuck daddy. Yes. Yes. Fuck me hard. Please don't stop. Keep fucking me. Amber was on the brink of losing it. The nerves in her body were shooting on all cylinders. Jack gave her ass a few more slaps, then gathered her hair into a ponytail. He gripped her hair with one hand and raised her upper body off the desk. He kept his other hand on her lower back to steady himself and continued to plow roughly into her. Jack's cock was fucking Amber so hard her desk was slowly becoming shifted out of place. Any sort of picture frames or paperwork were scattered on the floor now. Damn, look at you. Your dumbass husband could never fuck you like I could, right? Who fucks you the best? Huh? Jack questioned her. Amber either couldn't or didn't want to answer. Her hair was being gripped, forcing her to look up to the ceiling, but her eyes were closed, trying to just enjoy the sensations her body was experiencing. Unfortunately, Jack wouldn't let her get off that easily. He stopped moving, bringing a halt to those sensations and to the orgasm that she was building quickly to. Jack, please, I'm so close. Amber whispered under him, trying to rock her body back onto his cock. Jack just held her close and pressed his cock all the way into her, still not moving. Answer me then. Jack stated, with a flat voice. Amber was too close to care and just let him hear what he wanted, knowing that the camera was picking it all up also. She wanted to make sure she drove not only Jack crazy with her words, but Bill too. You do, baby. You fuck me the best, please. Your dumbass husband could never make you come like I could, right? Yes, that dumbass can't fuck me like you do, daddy. Amber's words became even harsher. They made her body shiver with every word that spilled out of her mouth. That's why you made him wear condoms, right? So I can fuck and come inside of you whenever I wanted?
Amber's eyes shot wide open when she heard that. Come inside of her? In her whole life, Bill had been the only one to. She bit her lip, knowing that was Jack's plan all along. That's why he wanted Bill to wear a condom.
Amber glanced back at Jack and saw his despicable smile spread across his face. She wanted to refute. She wanted to push him off of her and tell him to leave. But how could she? His cock was deep in her as she was bent over her desk. He had her hair gripped in a ponytail and had her on the brink of an earth-shattering orgasm. Even if she knew how wrong it was, her body had different plans. She knew when he requested her to make Bill wear condoms, this was his goal, they'd brought up before in their sex talk. But that's all that she thought it was. Deep down, she knew that he was building up to that with his plan, but she didn't realize that this moment would happen today. The thought of him coming inside of her, taking something that should be a privilege strictly for Bill, it was so wrong. So taboo. This was crossing a line she really wasn't sure how Bill would react. However, she was so deep in her lust, she finally gave in to her dark desires.
Amber's eyes closed once again. She wiggled her hips side to side, as if her body was reminding her of the massive weapon inside of her at the moment.
Oh God, fuck yes. Come for me, daddy. Wherever you want. Show my husband who fucks me the best.
Amber's evil side was in full bloom at the moment. Hearing Amber's words were almost enough to drive Jack over the edge right then and there. He grit his teeth and started thrusting back into her with more vigor and passion than any time before. Not even a few minutes after he began once again, Amber finally lost it. Jack pulled her by her hair farther up and turned her head to face him, finding her lips with his own. Their tongues battled as Amber's orgasm rocked through her body.
You want me to come for you? Come deep inside your pussy? Huh? Fill you up more than your dumbass husband ever could? Fuck. My. Little. Slut.
Jack thrusts were flying into her like a train engine chugging along the tracks.
Yes, yes, yes. Fuck me, Jack. Fuck me. I'm gonna come for you, oh God.
Amber's body was exploding with an orgasm as her tongue battled with Jack's. As Jack felt her tight pussy soaking his cock while gripping him over and over, and with Amber kissing him sensually at the same time, he soon followed right after her.
Damn, you're such a sexy woman. Fuck.
Jack finally exploded with his own orgasm.
Yes, daddy. Come for me. I want it. I really want it.
Amber was delirious as she matched Jack's thrust with her own. She's never felt her body more on fire. It was as if Amber's mind turned off and her body was doing the one talking. Amber moans were finally interrupted with a twitch. A twitch that she was very familiar with, but this time it came from a very different source. Deep within her, directly up against her womb, came another twitch. Amber closed her eyes as she could feel every inch of Jack's cock, as she could feel the violent jolts of his sperm coating her insides. It brought her to another height of heavenly taboo pleasure. She clenched her eyes and just enjoyed the taboo act she was taking part of. It felt like a fire hose going off inside her. The extra pressure against her insides, coupled with his taboo it was, tacked on to the lack of proper sex with her husband, made her spill right over the edge. Amber started panting hard and came yet another time, this longer and stronger than the others. She hadn't even yet recovered from her previous orgasm, but this one came from deep, deep inside her.
Fuck, oh God.
Amber moaned out deliriously, her tongue almost hanging out from her wide open mouth.
Jack, oh. Fuck, baby. I'm coming so hard.
Load after load, drilled deep inside Amber's married pussy. She felt him coming more and deeper than Bill ever had or could. Twitch after twitch, Jack deposited his seed deep inside of her. Doing something that Amber should only be doing with someone she wanted children with. Taking one of the last exclusive acts that Bill owned. Claiming it as his own, at least for the next couple weeks.
That's just it. Fuck. Jesus.
Jack was still twitching within her. With how much he normally comes, on top of this being an even bigger load. He filled Amber up more than she ever has. Amber's body was having aftershocks from her orgasm as Jack continued to come inside of her. His cum filled her up to the brim so much that it slid down his cock, drilling onto the floor. Jack, who was practically out of breath from his intense orgasm, slid his cock slowly out. It was completely covered in their juices and cum. In front of him, he saw her tight pussy slowly contract and release both of their cum, which continued sliding onto her desk and floor. Amber had her elbows on the desk with her head hung down. Her body was rocked with such an intense orgasm it was as if she lost all feeling for a moment. Her sense of touch, smell, and sound was all slowly coming back to her. It was at this moment both her and Jack noticed a presence in front of them by the door. Their mutual orgasm was so intense that they were only focused on themselves. The pleasure they were experiencing made it so they didn't even notice the door open and someone walk in on them. Amber lifted her head that was covered in a light sheen of sweat and saw her best friend standing by the door.
This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening.